Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up.
They've already got me for 2 days on this one.
No, you got yourself.
A third isn't out of the question at this point.
You got yourself.
Yeah, you played yourself.
A third is not out of the question.
You're in the penalty red box.
Yeah, all they want is responsibility from you. Like, hey, here goes this movie. Bring it back. We won't charge you more money. That's all we're asking.
They've had this model.
We're friends.
This business model has been for years, since the 70s. Take this, bring it back.
Yeah, I called it Blockbuster.
I ended up paying for one. It's kind of a dumb movie. I think
like the full price.
Wreck-It Ralph.
You had it for 15 days?
Yeah, I think I lost it. I was hanging out with some chick, and she didn't return it for me and got lost. The disc itself didn't even play right. It was already scratched and fucked up.
Did you report that?
Yeah.
What?
You can report it on the website, and then they give you a free rental.
Free rental for the $28 I pay for Wreck-It Ralph.
No, if you hold on, you can't play yourself.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Yeah.
When it immediately skips, you got to go to the website. Like, nope,
that's what you really need to be using that Twitter for. Why aren't you trying to get free stuff from them? Tag them in a Twitter response and say something on that. Like, your shit has done that.
I've done it with the T-Mobile.
Yeah, that's the new marketing thing. You use Twitter to go right to the source, whatever their PR is for whatever product line.
That's true, because that person is sitting in front of a computer doing that all day. So. There's a decent chance they're gonna catch you.
They probably have a marketing manager, not a manager, but marketing position just for their Twitter account. Yeah. Yeah. That person probably has some leeway with like, oh, we can give away these certificates or whatever.
Yeah.
The codes or whatever.
Yeah, athlete or whatever. You know, they're on there sometimes, some probably more than you think they'd be, but that person's eight hours a day.
This like this is stealing ideas, but whatever. The men's room had that where they were just tweeting famous people and see who could get a response back, right? So the men's room had like four or five guys in there. And they would all pick out, like, basically they were betting money, but it was like, you could go D-list or you could go A-list. A-list had more money, but there was, like, almost no chance you were going to get it. And then D-list was like, I'm going to tweet a D-list celebrity and hope I get a retweet or any response at all.
Yeah. That's what Brady does, Brady.
Brady.
Seculus?
Oh, right.
Yeah, whatever. yeah, that's what he does. He tweets at Adam Carolla and Bill
I saw that. Did they liked all
his... And he get them, one of them following them. The only one I got to ever get fucking pissed at me is, what's the one who just had her special? She's like the Hispanic lady. She had her special on Netflix. What's her face? Fuck.
Christella?
I think so. I wasn't paying attention.
Like Angela...
No, not that one. It was because she recently. Hers was right before Bill Burr's. Her special came out like the day before his, and she has the.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She's from Texas.
Yeah. She was talking about. I remember the raids back when I was growing up in Texas, and I wasn't paying attention to who it was or what she said, and I was sitting there like, wait, she was talking about the '80s, and I was like, what does that have to do with the current president? Because I wasn't paying attention.
Oh right.
And she was like, I'm gonna act like you didn't ask me a dumb fucking question, and I was like,
You've been going hard, getting like banned and blocked and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get Sean King to ban me.
Oh God, I can't stand that guy.
He's pissed at Democrats now.
I cannot stand that guy.
Sometimes I get him, but he's totally racist.
Who's Sean King?
He is a white black guy.
There you go.
Who you'll see? You're like, oh, I get it. Who is very left politically? Well, see, he hates the Democrats now because now he's going like, they're not helping us. And I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, but what is he?
He just doesn't have an identity.
Oh, he's a
writer and civil rights activist.
Yeah, he's like a journalist or whatever. Yeah,
whatever. But he is so
extreme. The guy's white and he's pretending to be a black guy.
Yeah, he's super trans. He's Rachel Dolezal yelling to a chick.
Yeah, yeah. Which, if anything, this shows to me that there's no white privilege, okay? If you have white guys
this is the best
pretending to be black.
Yeah.
Obviously, that shows
to have a
where...
political stance. Apparently, being black seems to get you an upper hand.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
well, because we're showing right now the left the way that the blue haired tattooed liberals, the way that they show their tolerance is by intolerance. So it's like, well, how do you have like a middle ground?
Do you see any black guys that are trying to be white? Do you see that at all?
Ever
besides Michael Jackson,
Ben Carson?
Okay. There you go, got one.
That's true, but. that guy was crazy as shit, though.
That's true. You know? Bad.
He was a nut job.
I don't think he's. You know, he was the king of pop,
but
rule,
he was a he was.
I don't
a
know.
Nut
he was,
job.
He was actually was.
A,
he, yeah, he, that's good though. He came. He appeared white. He was very pro black though. That's why his daughter came out and was bitching about his whoever was playing him. In that
Michael.
Moment. Yeah.
That's a weird one, man. Because like I okay, so that's a weird one for me. Like when people get into like the it's a cultural appropriation or it's being recast or whitewashed or whatever you're gonna say with it, right? But who were they going to get to do Michael in the later part? Were they going to do whiteface?
Yeah.
Or was it going to be like blonde girls? Or what was the one with the Wayans? Is that not Mean Girls? Is it White Chicks? Were they going to get a black guy to do whiteface and be like, that was going to be the way to go? Like, I don't know.
Yes.
Like, what was the right PC answer for that other than to get a white guy? Like, I don't know what was.
So in the discussions I saw about it after the daughter tweeted that, my dad wouldn't have wanted to be played by a white person. Or, yeah, that's what she tweeted out. The responses in it was like, they should have gotten a black person who had, like, white features to have been person in a white face thing. And I was like, wait. Like.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Because he even had, like, Michael's such a unique situation on that. He went so far as, like, get the nose shrunk down and all crazy shaped. Yes. You know, I don't know. That would just
he was like, I lost all my pigmentation. I might as well try to match it. And
did
I was
anyone
like,
have like it, when in these discussions that you saw? Did anyone have any black actors that are like, we'll give it to them?
Who
right,
have played him.
Right, they're not going like Idris Elba. Idris Elba could be the next one. Like no, like
my know, answer to you is who, I was blocked by those people because I was trying to point out that they're being crazy.
I don't know if they ever pointed out. There's a level of practicality there, but like, what was this going to look like? I mean, it would have been black with like a lot of prosthetics. I don't know. That's just like, if you're going to do it in the later stages of his life, I think it'd be weird to do one where you're like doing his whole life.
Yes.
And you have to cast multiple
people to be him, which you would.
Right. You totally would.
But what bugged me was when Michael was alive, we had.
Right. Because you couldn't Michael get a white guy and black him up in the younger stages because people would lose their shit about that. Maybe you get a black guy and white him up in the later stages and people are okay with that. But that looks not. I don't know. I don't know what to do with Michael.
I didn't understand the outrage because, one, that video show, whatever was supposed to be him, and that thing was a spoofy satire show about the 80s. It wasn't like a historical, like, someone's playing a Michael.
And right, right, right. This is when the Selma of Michael Jackson's life. This was not going to be the powerful, depiction of his life. It was kind of more of a mockumentary thing.
It was. It was a mockumentary thing. And then I also said when he was alive, there were people who were white who played Michael in those fucking spoof, scary movies and those spoofs. Yeah. They had, like, fake Michael Jacksons.
Who did that?
He didn't freak out back then. He didn't give a shit.
Who was the actor that did that?
I don't know, but I'm like, there was still those people down on the streets.
Yeah, he had an encounter with Charlie Sheen, I think, in one of them.
Yeah. I'm like, when the guy was alive, he wouldn't have bitched about it. That's just his daughter trying to get off of her, you know, get off on her dad's lineage and shit.
His best stuff came out, though, when he was full black, you know? Thriller. I mean, come on, dude. He was still fully black.
The one he did with Janet.
I don't know, man.
Okay,
I think it's all good.
Yeah, but the family duo, come on, how can you go wrong there? That's like the...
I meant that album was good.
Like the Williams sisters playing doubles together.
There was no fall off. It was all good.
Yeah, I think it was all good.
God, this is...
His skin, whatever the fuck he called it.
Is it... Can you go... Can you
Propecia?
Do... As a black person, can you do whiteface? Is that appropriate still?
That's for what now?
Can you go whiteface as a black person?
Black Chicks was so
long
ago.
Or is that against the rules now, too?
Black Chicks was so long ago, you can still do white voice.
Was that in the 90s?
I think it was early 2000s.
No, that was probably like 2007, 2008.
Really? That
no,
late?
I don't think it was that late.
I don't know.
I feel like it was like 2003.
I think that's the answer to your
That's good technology there. Mic drop.
Yeah.
No, I'll say 2006.
I say 2003.
I
feel
there's
like
only
I
been
was
a few.
Still...
So there's that movie, Tropic Thunder pulled it off, and everybody was fine with that. I'm a dude playing another dude. That was like one of the only times it's ever been like, it's fine, right?
Yeah.
Nobody had a problem with that.
No one had a problem with it. A lot of people loved it actually because he didn't.
I'm just a dude playing a dude playing another dude. Nobody had a problem with that.
Robert Downey Jr. didn't like. I'm a black person. He's just like, I'm a black soldier. This is from the 70s. Like, it was just a weird thing where his interpretation wasn't like, that's the only reason
He was just hamming up like a Full Metal Jacket.
Yes.
Right. I get that. But it was like,
all
right.
I mean, so was Ben Stiller, because Ben Stiller always has to be topless in all of his movies because he wants to show off his abs in his workout process.
Yeah. Well, that's the new Bill Burr one, right? That's what Bill Burr was talking about. Like, yeah, you're making a movie. You're going to be shredded. Why does Ben Stiller need to be shredded? He just always is.
Oh, no, I...
There's that, no reason he has to be shredded.
I just thought about all of his roles ever. If you think about most of his roles, he just wants to be an over-crazy workout person.
Yeah.
Fucking dodgeball, fucking Zoolander. Always wants to be like, ugh!
Ben Stiller's probably fine, but I cannot stand awkward comedy movies. The ones that try to make you feel like, oh, this is an awkward situation.
Tom Green stuff?
Yeah, Tom Green a little bit, but any of those Meet the Fockers or anyone that's like that where it's like, you're just trying to see, like, let's put him in the most awkward situation possible, and that'll be funny. I don't know. I'm always like cringeworthy comedy. Yeah.
What's the one that just
came out? It just seems too forced, you know?
It's just too much.
I hate him or he hates. What's the one that just came out with?
I don't know.
With James Franco, where it's like he's like marrying the daughter and the dad doesn't like him and they like have to.
Oh,
that one just came out.
Wait, yeah. Ben Stiller's in it?
No, James Franco.
Why him?
Oh yeah, why him? Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those awkward ones. All of those are basically. Let's just get out of the way. Those are all Sidney Poitier movies of everyone meeting the parents and then the parents are like, this kid's terrible for my daughter. That's all those movies are.
Oh, all right, yeah.
You know what the funny thing is though? It's like you see it in all those movies. It's always some crazy wild guy that the dad's daughter falls in love with. When in real life, that beef is usually between mom and new wife to be. Okay, that's where all the tension lies. That's who's fighting. Has that been a movie? Even when the dad doesn't like the guy, he usually just grumbles about him behind his back to his wife.
Job
and
yet?
He's like, yeah, his fucking kid's Holy guy's God. An idiot. You know, he doesn't do anything about it.
It's the
women that are always the ones that are beefing.
Well, you know, it's.
I can name multiple, whether it's my friends, whether it's my own family, whether it's in my own history. I can name multiple situations where
mother-in-law and girlfriend or bride-to-be
did not get along and had .
I feel like that comes.
Yeah, my mom hated my ex-wife, but that was fair though because she was right. I should have picked up on that. That was different. So I don't know. That's
a hindsight
not the right
thing.
Yeah, exactly. I should have picked up on that.
Well, she just guessed right on that one.
It might be a situation of just the wrong, you know, right for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
I also think moms just want to say, I told you so. So they're just waiting for the opportunity to be like, see, told you, sweetie. You were wrong.
Yeah. Everyone told me, like, dude, we all knew that was bad for you. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? You wouldn't have listened.
But that happens to everyone, though.
That's true, though. That's the truth. You can't tell somebody who won't listen. So you just go, like, good luck with this. And you just watch them go off the road. You know,
until it's too late. Until you get smacked up a little bit.
And all that happens is you're just able to make, well, I told you so.
Again, and then you just hope, like, divorce wasn't too bad. You didn't lose the whole shirt or whatever. You didn't knock her up. Like, I got away scot-free.
Right.
So I was lucky to have, like, this looks like it's going bad.
We had Ballard on. He did not.
I was the one who got like the car wreck, but I got thrown clear of the car, landed on my feet, and I'm like, holy crap! I didn't lose anything. We're good.
He's being taken to the hospital for evaluations with no broken bones or bruises.
Right. I might be Mr. Unbreakable. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. You're one of the few who came out unscathed.
Yeah. Exactly.
They can't make that movie though these days. Mm. You know.
Of the mother-in-law?
Yeah, what? They can't make that movie.
They can. I don't think they would.
It would put women in too negative of a light.
Well, they wouldn't. They'd think that's sexist. They're showing us in a negative light.
Because women now, they kick butt. They can do whatever guys do, and even better a lot of the times.
I had to...
Look at Laura Croft.
Laura Croft...
Kicked the shit out of 5 Navy SEALs at one time.
I mean...
Was that in the movie?
I mean, so did Black Widow.
You've seen the movie? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie.
There's no market for it. That's the thing. There's no market for a movie like that.
Again, ladies.
It'd be too real.
Please, women, please attend more WNBA games. Make it so they don't have to be marketed or sponsored by a outside thing on their jerseys. I know you can all assemble.
Seattle Xbox storms.
But see, that's the problem, though, whenever you see any fight scene, guy or girl, if they're too big of a weight, it's like, okay, if you get...
Jason Statham.
Yeah, but you get a fine like that, and he's going to rock some other guys or whatever, and you're like, okay. But even though if you watch the UFC, the weight classes there are so tight. It's 10 pounds. 10 pounds, too much of an advantage to overcome.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh, I got this tiny little guy. He's going to go ahead against this 250-pound. And they're both good fighters, and they're both prepared for the fight. Like, I'm okay with, like, the 130 superhero beating up the guy if the guy's unsuspected or he's Joe Smo off the street. But he's like, oh, this is a mercenary. They're a mercenary. No superpowers. Like, what? That even UFC, they're the same professional boxing, and if they're 10 pounds overweight.
10 pounds of muscle in all the right places is enough.
It's too much of an advantage. That's why they have the weight systems in boxing and UFC and everything like that. Well, but we watch movies, and you're just like, no.
That's why I mentioned Jason Statham. He is not a big guy.
Right. Well, if it's a gun movie, if it's a gun movie, I'm on board.
Right.
Anybody can wield a gun and shoot people.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But he's always
so if you get like a little guy.
No, this is like hand-to-hand combat, you know? And it's like Nick DiPaolo says, you know, it's like, I can't take this anymore. You know, my suspension of disbelief is just, it's been too much at this point.
Right. Well, the one that like really killed me was, speaking of Tomb Raider, Angelina Jolie when she did Salt.
Oh.
And I was like, she was just whooping ass, but it's like she's just the skinniest. She didn't even bulk up or anything. Like, she just had no muscle in that film.
She was just Jolie.
Yeah, she was super skinny Jolie, and I was like, that is,
oh, because she's just done that movie where she was the black lady.
Yeah.
She had done a movie where she was the black lady?
She was like some African black lady, and like she was, crap, what the hell was that movie? Anyway, she had just done that movie where she was supposed to be like, skinny. I think she didn't understand when she signed the contracts of how small of a time frame she had.
Okay.
So that would explain her.
When she did Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Pitt, they were shooting guns and knives at each other. And I was like, all right, this is fine.
She was a proficient sniper and all that shit.
That had the funniest.
Yeah, exactly. A gun, you know?
That's, right.
That's the equalizer. That's
like you want a movie that won't get shown now? There's a scene in that where Brad Pitt flips her over against the couch and just starts kicking the crap out of her. And but, I think they cut it out a little bit, too.
No, they didn't cut it. They used the couch to block that.
Right,
because
they're like...
The couch because you still can't show women getting hit on
just phone. Beat the crap. Yeah. And I was like, it was really funny. Because he's doing that kind of like comic wind-up of the leg, you know? Just bam! And you're like, no, that wouldn't. You couldn't.
Yeah. No, that was still... He was kicking like a stuffed bag of sand. But I do know that Hollywood still has the rule where you can't show women being hit by men. It's still a Hollywood law.
Well, they just had the one where the new X-Men Apocalypse, that billboard that...
Serrano in it, with Gina Serrano.
No. This is the one for X-Men Apocalypse, where Apocalypse is holding up Mystique, and he's choking her out, which is like superhero versus superhero. And people are like, this is women abuse. And I'm like, this is superhero versus superhero. I don't...
Supervillain versus supervillain, actually, for being contextual. They're both bad people.
You protect the mutants now, too?
Yeah, I know. I was like, okay.
That they couldn't suspend their disbelief for that one moment because they're like, oh, my God, she's got long hair and tits. She can't be... She's being oppressed.
Yeah, I was like, she's in there in the fighting. I thought it was equality. Like, all right, we're fighting. And it was like, cool, we have, you know, badass female superheroes to do. But at the same time, like, well, don't let him get in danger.
Yeah.
Because that'll be... And I was like, this is... I don't know.
It
would have
been acceptable if Mystique would have just made herself into a dude. Because that's what she can do.
That would have been funny. Hold on, before you choke me out.
Yeah. Hold on, we switch over to a man. To
right. She'd probably morph into a...
Just like a little wink at the camera, and she switches to a guy, and then back.
And then he just starts punching her, and she flips back.
She'd probably morph into like a more innocent child. Like, you wouldn't hurt a kid, would you?
No, that would be what you'd want to do to not get punched.
This is just geeky on this one. When Mystique changes shape, does she go hollow in the middle to make herself bigger? How does she get the extra mass?
Oh, she doesn't. That's the thing with Mystique's power. It's the same
has to be the same mass.
She's the same. Yes, she's the same as Morph. She can copy you. She is not you. So when she turns into Wolverine, she does not have adamantium claws.
But is she a littler Wolverine?
No, she is the... Oh, you're talking about height and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Size. Well, Wolverine... Well, all right. Hugh Jackman, because Wolverine in the comics is different.
Yeah.
But Hugh Jackman is 6'3",
right.
220 ripped up, right?
And when she copies
him... So Mystique
him,
does him, right? Does she go hollow in the middle... And she's a hollow shell to fill that size.
The space between her and him. I don't actually know how her... I know she still
weighs
like
the geeky... Like,
I know she still weighs the same, and I know that she doesn't have your exact abilities. That's
right.
All I remember.
Well, and there is something to be gained for not having the boobs, too. You know?
Right, but
I
mean,
they weren't, you know...
I don't think Rebecca Romijn Stamos isn't bulking up to 220.
Her boob mass and like all the extra like
again,
stuff
that's,
moves to different areas, so it like proportionalizes.
I just assumed it got hollow in the middle.
I never thought about it.
That's the impossible thing to go along with this, though, because like you said, it's like...
Also, she does Peter Dinklage. She goes small.
Yeah.
So where did that go?
It compacts.
Does she
get more
denser?
Density?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's a dense midget. Punch, well, midgets, yeah.
But that's the problem, though. Like you said with Angelina Jolie when she's super skinny, it's like, yeah, even if you're, you know, trained by, you know, fucking Bill from Kill Bill, it doesn't matter. Like, a 250-pound guy, if he wants to just tackle you, he's going to take you down and just overwhelm you.
Right.
When you weigh 120 pounds. Like, yeah, you can kick him in the shin, like, with really good technique and really solid. Doesn't matter. He's still going to smother you.
There's definitely some room for, like, okay, technique versus surprise versus who you're fighting. Of course, that makes up the difference. But whenever you see these super movies where it's like, oh, these are the baddies. These are the assassin baddies versus the hero baddie.
They're both trained.
And they're both trained, presumably, and they're both aware what's going down. You're like, is this the fight that's happening? This isn't. I mean, if you saw a bar brawl, I'd be like, all right, my suspension of disbelief, I can believe as a bar brawl, she's just kicking some drunk assholes in the bar and destroying them, right?
Yeah.
That's some then you're like, all right. Then you're kind of like
drinking since noon.
Yeah, exactly. Then I'm like, all right, yeah, she's got the training. She, you know, even if she's giving up the weight, she knows what's up.
Yeah.
But then when you're like, this is too much.
No, well, I mean, to watch the movies, we always have, again, with her getting punched and she looks like a lady and he doesn't want Apocalypse, or Apocalypse doesn't want to punch her. We have to dispel, you have to get rid of some belief because, let's be honest here, fucking Suicide Squad, Harley Quinn, she has no superpowers. She just uses big,
yeah.
She'd get her ass kicked. She's the least usable person in that whole squad of everyone in that group.
They're all running into that, though, even like when now they have like Hawkeye.
Scarlet Witch.
Hawkeye's getting...
Huh?
Is she getting by on her looks?
No, no. There's like monsters. These aren't even like normal. Again, that's a great situation
where
like she could walk into a bar, distract everybody, hit them with a bat, rob them, and they wouldn't know what was going on, right? But in this movie, in Suicide Squad, they're like zombie people attacking. So there's no real.
No,
they're not going to be distracted by a hot butt. Yeah, and
her advantage was nothing. And it's the same with Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson's character. She's just a super spy.
Well, yeah, but
so she's
even,
fighting superheroes. You're like, she's not a superhuman.
Yeah, but even Hawkeye's getting that same thing where it's like, all right, he can shoot an arrow. But they acknowledge that.
Yes.
In Avengers 2, he's in the cave. He's like, look, none of this makes sense. I'm a guy shooting arrows in this battle. None of this makes sense. And I was like, that's a good wink and a nod to be like, this is getting out of hand. Because he's a useless superhero.
Yeah.
Is that at a certain okay, point. Though? Does that make it okay?
To say
point?
That?
Because
he
acknowledged it during the movie?
Yeah, I think
so. Again, like, you got to dispel disbelief.
It's like, thanks a little bit. You know, I appreciate that you not looking at me as like I'm a complete idiot here. But
right. No, yeah.
But Jesus but they Christ. They kind of do. They got to be like, come on. Like, you know, you got, you know, they...
It's hard to tote the line at least here.
No, but it's hard to you know, you got to dispel it.
It gets to a point when you're like, all right, why are you on the team?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are you bringing?
Well, Hawkeye's basically just Batman. It's just a normal guy with a diversity. Fucking a bunch of special equipment.
Well, he's Green Arrow.
Well, yeah, Green Arrow's first, you're right. But I mean, that's all it is. Just a guy with a bunch of like advanced technology. And you're like, oh, that makes him a super person.
Right.
He's also super accurate, so he's basically
like,
Bullseye.
In reality, should he have actually gone on the Avengers, or should he have just gone pro golf? Because he says he shot 18, he played around, and he's like, I know, that's my point.
He could have been an Olympic archer.
He could have kept well, first off, there's no money in archery, so get your head out of your ass. What he could have done.
He doesn't do it for the money.
He could have gone like pro dart. You could go pro dart and you'd never pop up on any radar, and I bet you could probably make $50,000 a year in just tournaments and just like boop.
Again, this is what I mean. That's what people say about Bullseye,
nice
the villain.
Wouldn't even matter. You'd still be a professional.
But
athlete.
Instead, he's like, I got
to
use my ability
to
for
kill
super
people.
Accuracy to kill people.
That
I'm an assassin.
Yeah, why would you do that?
I mean, he wanted to be an assassin. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that was his
what's
goal.
What's the incentive
growing up.
For what's Hawkeye's Valentin. Real name or not real name, but whatever the
guy
that
plays
name.
Him?
No. Like the character's name. What's his matter. Name? I don't know. So what is Hawkeye's incentive to be like? I want to be on this. I want to, you know, why doesn't he just go make some money?
I
he wants
know,
a wife and kids.
I do not know
and he
Hawkeye's
wants out
origin
of the game.
Story. I don't know
don't
Hawkeye's
know
origin
him.
Story.
He has a wife and kids, and he wants out of the game.
Yeah.
And he's every opportunity to go, like, join the pro golf.
To go do something other.
And he could fuck up and miss a few, so it doesn't look so crazy. But then he clutches. People are like, oh, he's a comeback. He always comes right back and sinks one or whatever. Just he's clutch, you know?
I mean, he's basically Steph Curry at that point. Yeah,
yeah exactly.
He's like the Harlem Globetrotters, you know? He wins all the time, but he just barely, though.
Yeah, yeah, because he's got to keep it looking good. Loses one every once in a while. Oh, he's off his game.
Always,
get the tabloids
like
up. The tabloids are like
123-119.
Right. His Hawkeye you know, lost his team. Edge. He loses one game or one tournament. And he comes back, crushes it. He's like, oh, he's back.
I mean, that would be what we would do.
Right. That's exactly.
But again, this is what everyone's problem with.
But then again, we live in reality.
Films. Yeah, that's the problem with everyone is in fucking with our reality. Like.
What if there was a superhero? Or he was a villain. He'd have to be a villain, obviously.
Okay.
But his ability was to kick the shit out of women. And not feel bad about it.
I think they have those.
I think that's called a Texan.
So just
yeah,
on,
I think they have those. I don't think
Texan.
That's...
So you could just go on a tirade, you know, and just go nuts.
There's a fucking X-Men that's called... what's the thing where you're, like, lucky repeatedly? His power is that he can roll the dice, and he can, like... His thing is called, like, Longshot. His name is Longshot. He has the ability to hypothesize a scenario, and he can give you all the variables of the outcomes... And he can, like, make it always go on his side. That's his power. So, I mean, like...
That'd be cool for a little while, but they actually did a Twilight episode, Twilight Zone on this. But after
about
a while,
never being able to lose.
You're not going to want to throw dice if you know that you're going to win every single time. There's
yeah,
no, excitement,
no, he doesn't
you know?
Throw dice.
That's like saying...
His power
no, 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 no.
Is,
yeah.
power is
no, 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 no,
always
no.
works in his
That's
favor.
Like saying yeah, I don't want to go to work every day and shuffle papers and live in a cube. But you know why I do it? Because it pays the damn bills, right? Yeah. So, yeah, he doesn't want to throw those dice everywhere. Hawkeye doesn't want to play golf. It's not bringing him any personal satisfaction, but it's a job that pays well. Why doesn't Hawkeye take a job that pays well?
He doesn't even get the glory.
Right. He's the weakest one on the team.
Well, I meant, like, he doesn't even get the glory after that, because S.H.I.E.L.D. is a secret organization. Like, they're not supposed to be like, oh, these are the superheroes.
He's- The only He's one the is most Tony expendable Stark. Out of the whole crew.
He is the most expendable. Mm-hmm. Well, except for Quicksilver, who they just killed More off so in than one Sylvester movie.
Stallone. He wasn't actually an agent.
I know, they just killed
he
him.
He was just a Russian guy. They're like, who cares about them? They're not American.
Right. You got to get out of the way because we don't have enough room on the team.
Yeah, we need you to go.
They were setting
But your hot sister can stay. That's
they
fine.
They were setting up for a Hillary well, presidency.
Your incest little sister twist can stay.
If it wasn't for the fact that the X-Men is owned by fucking Fox and they're not part of the Marvel stuff.
They're not playing.
Well, I was going to say, she's a very important character in the Marvel Universe, and I'm wondering if that's why Fox was like, we can't kill her, we can kill him, but she's important to a weird thing that they're going to probably try to do, if they can keep the fucking name long enough.
Does Fox own Marvel now?
No, Fox owns X-Men.
X-Men.
They bought it way back when that first movie, so they own that, because that was before the Disney-Marvel crap okay. happened.
Marvel was basically hemorrhaging money, and they sold rights to shit off.
Yeah, Sony owned Spider-Man. That's why the new Spider-Man is Homecoming, and they're doing it again, because those were the last Sony Spider-Mans. Hmm. So that's...
Sony only.
Sony
yeah, yeah.
only, yeah.
Sony
yeah.
still owns the rights.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah, they're just working with them. They're like bringing it back. Sony's like, we keep effing this up. And you guys
we
look like you
help.
Know what you're doing, so can we give you the ball and you can carry it to the goal line for us? And
we'll
then
give
we'll
a little bit more of the money.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll just take our part of the money, but we don't have to do any of the work. That'd be great. Thanks.
Oh, okay, because I know Homecoming is him, and then he's going to be in the next.
I actually didn't
Avengers
mind the
film.
Second one. The second reboot wasn't bad, or I guess it's
with
the
Garfield. Without
yeah, the first one of the reboots with Garfield guy. The first one was all right. The second one was like Electro, and it was all over.
And
the
And Rhino at the end was
he
fucking.
Was all fucking yeah, it was too
yeah,
much.
It was too many things. They did. I don't know why Sony does that. They're like, just throw everything in there.
Right.
Out of nowhere. Yeah, Sandman, Venom, fucking...
20 villains!
Yeah, we need everything in there in this one. I think it's because of I blame the old Batmans.
Yeah, well, they did the... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
they did the two, right? Right from the start.
They used to just be two villains, and then all of a sudden, that one where they had Tommy Lee Jones and the Riddler and then Poison Ivy, and you're like,
yeah,
all right, guys.
That doesn't... no one gets paid the right amount of homage at that point, you know, when you got three major villains.
Right, you're like, just squashing them all in there.
Yeah, I mean...
And they're all big
these
names.
These guys are at the top of their game, you know? They should be able to go head-to-head against Batman, technically.
Which is why this Avengers Thanos thing is going to be... I finally saw Doctor Strange. It was pretty good.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, fine. That was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
I was very impressed.
It's basically an Iron Man reboot, but that's kind of the whole thing of it.
Yeah.
Rich asshole has a problem, overcomes it, becomes It's all right though. I liked
right.
it.
Yeah, it was all right.
I am going to go ahead and go on record saying the only thing keeping me healthy living and going on is that I have to see the end of the Avengers series. Like I have to make it to like 2018 to see how Infinity War turns out. Like that's I don't have kids, and I don't really have anything else to live for at the moment, which sounds depressing, but I mean, I'm having a good life, but I don't have any, like, long-term, like, I gotta see my kid through high school, or I gotta see this, but I'm like, I am definitely, like, I've gotta make it to 2018 just to see how this shit ends. If I die, I'll be so fucking pissed.
Just be waiting in line.
Right, yeah.
Fucking pearly gates.
Fucking what happened?
Just cursing up a storm.
Yeah. And then you're just gonna get up there, and you're like, yeah, we don't play that here. You can't get that. We don't own the rights to Marvel.
Just start yelling. Does anyone know if Heaven's going to have the fucking premiere of this movie? Because if not, I'm going straight to hell because I know they have it. Hitler's on point with his fucking movie releases.
So if I start walking into different churches of different religions, can you let me know if your religion supports Marvel in the afterlife?
Right.
Will I be able to find out? Because I will adopt your religion.
You got to go with Norse gods.
Based solely on that.
Todd, do you actually think that the Avengers is going to end?
No, but I got to get to there.
You're right.
There's
never
no good
kill that golden goose.
No, I do.
There's nowhere to jump off.
No, there is. Because Robert Downey Jr. is not going. He's too old. He's too old to play Tony Stark. If they're going, who are they going to get to replace him? Other than like you can probably replace him.
Yeah, come Benedict. Doctor Strange takes over the team.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, Avengers.
And then they'll
who
do
cares?
Dark Avengers. They'll do like a Dark Avengers with magic and stuff. No, he's right in that this golden goose will keep going on forever.
Never.
They'll kill Captain. They'll kill Chris Evans. And it'll either go to Bucky or to, who plays Falcon.
Falcon. Oh, we'll just say Falcon. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It'll go to him or it'll go to somebody. But yeah, it'll just keep going. But I have to make it to Infinity War to see.
I'm excited about the Defenders because they finally released the Iron Fist trailer.
Do you understand? It came out 10 years ago. I was 26 when this shit started. Like, this is becoming as much a part of my life as Star Wars is. Like, I mean, Star Wars had the right from childhood, but 10 years of my life on this, that's longer than my relationship with my girlfriend right now. That's as long as I've been at my job. That's a long chunk of life.
And they've
wrapped
all been
around
pretty,
something.
They've all been pretty, like, I like everything that's happening.
Yeah. I mean, really, where are they taking a misstep ever? Some of them aren't blockbusters.
I even like
the
Hulk movie.
Aircraft carrier that flies.
Yeah.
How about that?
But we bought into that. Or now we have
again,
it.
Are you again, this me? Is you not being able to dispel disbelief. I'm just a guy with a fucking arrow and I'm going to shoot. Like, they have to tell you because the people are like, oh, I got to nitpick
How
it.
Easily would an aircraft carrier that flew be able to blow up with a couple of rightly placed
missiles?
Yeah,
but it's invisible, Berg. One, get your head in the game.
Jesus and one Christ. That did happen. See it. Hold on. And that did happen. They did put a couple of well-placed bombs.
It cost $2 trillion to build.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. They talked about
and
that.
And then we built three of them.
Yeah, there's three of them. They talk about all this. You're complaining about stuff that they already talked about.
They've addressed
Tony
it all.
Stark is a fucking millionaire. He made his money off of war. He he funds Agent Shield.
Dollar's going to collapse before we can spend $2 trillion on one goddamn aircraft carrier. And the price of an aircraft carrier is going to be $100 trillion at that point.
We have to.
Please,
yeah.
How much have we spent on an F-35? We'll be all right.
Oh.
Well,
they're
going to
bring the cost down
about
here.
This on an episode.
They're working on bringing the cost down, Todd. You know, it's going to be lower than $100 million a jet.
We
now.
Don't need them.
Yeah, I know.
No one can kick the F-16's ass.
How dare you?
The F-22 was.
And we have like 15,000 of those.
The Raptor was all right. I don't understand why we're already like, next one. I'm like, come on, guys. Can we, again, can we please
enjoy
it?
No, the Raptor didn't have the versatility. Yeah, it didn't have the versatility.
Versatility for what?
Everything.
For massive killing and stealthiness. Wrapped in one.
I remember it like showed up as a. It was the size of a pigeon on a radar.
You have to have vertical takeoff because it's cool. Because it's cool. That's it. Because it's cool. All right. That's what you really need.
That's
for.
True. Yeah. Because there's so many
it's
airfields.
It's fucking
just,
awesome.
There's so
just
many airfields.
Just keep the jump jet
now,
then. Just
like,
keep the Harrier. Just keep a Harrier. Just use that.
The Harrier?
Yeah.
Just
keep
a small
Harrier.
Squad of those. You know?
That's old game, though. Newer is always better.
God, no!
We need.
We can't keep trumping the military. We can't just keep getting the new model with the old models.
There are things in the world that we need. We need hoverboards, and we need things that take off vertically because it looks sci-fi and cool as hell. Yeah. Sci-fi has been telling us from the start that we have to land and take off vertically.
I've watched too much Black Mirror. This is all sounds like terrible ideas, and I've also seen Battlestar Galactica and Ex Machina. I don't like any of this. We need
Ex Machina was good.
Yeah, but we need fucking time to sit there and process all the shit we're just throwing out at people.
I was... was it Ex Machina? I was really...
Yes, the one with the lady.
Yeah. I was disappointed in that. Because it was... Because we went into it. No, I liked the movie. But we went into it, and I was like talking with my girlfriend about what that would be. Like, where do we think this is going to end up? Because that's what we do a lot of times. Like, you see the preview, and you're like, all right, well, what's the story?
Gonna happen,
Well, how's this going to turn out? And we pretty much called it. You know, I was like,
oh, yeah.
He's going to do this. He's going to create this robot. It's a trick. She gets out and then runs amok or whatever, right? I wanted it to be like that he was the robot. The billionaire. The billionaire was the robot. And he wasn't sure, like, can I go out and interact with the public? I don't know. And he was going to invite somebody in to interact with him, and then it would turn out that he was the robot. And he's like, this was the Turing test. Me to see if I can interact with you for a person from the outside. And then he was an escape. I thought that was much better.
Than the whole time.
Right. And so we came up with that beforehand at the bar, and then when we went and saw it, we're like, I think our script was better. This is bullshit.
I mean, it probably was a better script, but because I'm like, I already called it before. I was like, yeah, this is going to go the way that we always assume robots are going to fucking ruin us.
They really are.
They're going to wreck. They're going to wreck our shit.
That's why. Is it DARPA, but Boston Scientific? No. Yeah. Who's making a robot dog? Big dog?
That's Boston Scientific.
Yeah.
They are fucking.
Oh, have you seen how it stands up now?
When the Terminators come from Boston Scientific, can we hold them responsible for war crimes? Like, will we be able to, like, you did this to us?
No.
Like, will they directly get tried before we get overrun?
It's going to depend on how good their lobbyists are.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly. Thank you, Burke. Thank you. It's exactly that. Because we never got mad at the bankers.
Yeah.
You're right.
None of them went to jail.
Yeah, none of them went to jail.
And they almost collapsed our...
They almost, you mean...
Well, they're waiting to do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, but how good was the big short?
I would love it. We were talking about jets, and I just wanted to say this because it popped in my head. I would love it if Trump came out and just said, for the rest of my term, no new tanks, no new jets, no new boats.
Do you know how much of a...
We got plenty of those already. We're going to put a moratorium there. We're going to balance our budget, get this shit in order, and nothing new right now. How many, like you said, how many F-16s do we probably have? Maybe 10,000? Maybe more, and that's just plane that we have.
We don't have that many. That's too many because we have A-10 Warthogs, which are the best jets.
Well, those are awesome.
They are awesome. There's nobody. Like, I feel like that's a, like, I don't know if that's just a straight guy test, But who else can, like, it's just like, is the A-10 awesome? Like, yeah, yes. It's a fucking flying machine gun.
It's a
yeah.
tank
They built a
destroyed.
Machine gun, and they're like, dude, we got to put wings on this
it's
thing.
It's a flying wow. tank attacker. It's like, fuck the tank. I will kick its ass. What else do you got for me? Oh, I'll kick that thing's ass, too.
It's just, yeah. it's a brawl. Out of all the attack planes, it's just a brawler.
It has like a...
Let's go.
You
let's
can just blow off a wing, and it's like,
yeah,
I'll bring it
it'll
back
still
in.
Fly back. It has like 3 inches of steel under the cockpit so the pilot doesn't die. It's like, you won't die, I won't die, we'll make it back home. It's fuck. It's a beautiful.
Yeah, the engines are swappable. They're the same engine on both sides. Like everything on it is like both like you
left
need
and right.
Yeah, you need minimal amount support parts on that. It's like, all right, here, cool. You can ad hoc anything on that bad boy.
So
it's
a good jet. It's
like triple redundancy on everything.
It is the one that the A-10 has the least amount, by the way. But I just want to say like there's like 157 of them. There's not a lot of them because we only use them for ground support.
Yeah.
And then but altogether we probably have 10,000 jets of different varieties. Let's just say that.
Yeah. I'll probably look at that over
the But
show.
If he like stops doing that, you're saying you think I think people flip the shit. They flip their shit.
Well, you know,
like Berg's
part of the industrial complex. What are you trying to do here?
Well, yeah,
why are you trying
probably,
to sink the nation?
He'd probably have to be watching his dome for headshots for the next week or two.
That's like the one thing in America that we're not outsourcing are like planes and everything else, right?
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
So like
Skunk Works, all that shit.
Yeah.
In house, in home. No, we do not.
Well, that's the thing. If you do something like that, you're going to lose some jobs. I mean, in the short term, you're going to lose probably.
There's other things.
You're going to lose like 500,000 jobs, probably realistically, nationwide.
Yeah.
Building.
But think of the strain you lessen on our economy and on our people as a whole if you don't spend that money on that shit that we don't even need.
Well,
you
know?
We have tanks. We have facilities in the desert that are just full of tanks that have never seen action at all. But you know you got to keep making more tanks. So you know, hey, we'll just park them there. You know, sometime we'll need them. We'll need them. You know,
I mean, well, they are what we got to replace the Hummer because we sold all those to the Middle East and now they're getting stolen. So that's fantastic. And then they gave that contract to Oshkosh in Wisconsin. So those are going to be the new whatever it's going to be. We don't know what the new vehicle of transporting our soldiers into some battle that we need to get their resources for, but. That's probably the last thing where we signed where we're making new ones. But as far as, like, we don't even have, like, the proper body armor on our soldiers. Like, that's the reason why a lot of them are going into, like, black
ops
inconsequential. Well, I'm saying, like, we could have those
guys.
Yeah,
true. Like, a lot of guys I've talked to before, they have to purchase your own stuff. Like, yeah. If you're, like, do you
it's
want...
like being a teacher.
Like, what's the, like, dragon armor, dragon scale? Like, you have to buy your own body armor. Like, you know what would be good? It's, like, you want to outfit people with that.
Right. Keep the soldier alive, but they're like, oh, these are expendable assets. They're
like half as many tanks, but
yeah,
we've given body armor to
everyone.
It's cheaper to train more humans than it is to supply them with like the right materials to keep them alive, and which is also why I still think pro-birth is the proper term, not pro-life. They just need more bodies.
Pro-birth?
Yeah, they're not pro-life, they're pro-birth, because after you're born, they don't give a shit. They're just like, no, you can't abort it. Keep it alive. We need some more soldiers for our future wars. It's pro-birth.
I think that's true, though. Yeah. I think that's why you have to have just free immigration.
Right. get the brown people to be our soldiers.
I mean, that's terrible, but you got to look at like the
Operation
big countries.
Brown Shield.
How many people are in India? How many people are in China? How many people are in Russia?
Right.
More than we have here in the States,
our fear with going to war with China was
that's
like
a
they
numbers
have
game.
Way more soldiers than us. And we're like, yeah, but our stuff is better. It was like, yeah.
Yeah, but that
just,
didn't work for Germany.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Do the Russian technique. Just throw bodies at it. Fuck
right,
it.
Right. It's not nearly, I mean, it is and it isn't, but yeah, it's
it works in video games. Fucking, I join the swarm. Just fucking keep clicking and just like, I'm just going to overwhelm you with the numbers.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how Iran did it when they were fighting Iraq, you know. They just had soldiers, just, you know, too many of them. Like, they couldn't gun down all these young kids. And it was eventually got to be the point where it was like,
I'm out of bullets.
Yeah. And
that's how the zombies win.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true, the masses.
Fuck.
Just masses.
So again... Shit, guys, I think we solved everything right now.
That's good. We wrapped that up.
Yeah.
For dinner time.
Yeah, I was watching that show that I was telling you guys on Amazon. Now that I'm
High Castle.
Now that I'm a Prime member. Yeah,
Prime member, yeah.
Unbeknownst to me. But I mean, it's an interesting premise and you know, those kind of shows. And that's one of those situations we're talking about suspension of disbelief. That's one of those like I'll sit there and break it down, and I'll be like, okay, these are the reasons that this couldn't happen.
Now, for the viewing audience, the listening audience that doesn't know, what is Man in the High Castle about?
Yeah, it's an alternate timeline.
It's basically it takes place in, like, 1962, and it's if...
No, it's, anyway.
It's if Germany had essentially what I got so far. I didn't watch that much, but what I got was if Germany got the atom bomb first and they dropped it on us, how they could potentially
where do we lose? The they drop it on
no, okay,
the state?
So
Washington D.C.
I've read the books and I've also watched the series and I'm already in the season two. It's the alternate timeline is basically, Germany had they were already working on the atomic bomb. We just happened to beat them, and also a lot of the Jewish scientists came here
because
we talked them into it. Japan owns the West Coast all the way to the Rocky Mountains. That was their part of the bargain. And then Germany owns everything from the East Coast to the Rocky Mountains. Well, no, there's a neutral zone.
That is
the Rocky Mountains.
Probably, so in this story timeline, they nuked us and we just flat surrendered? Or was there some ground battle?
No, they invaded also.
Okay, see, there's, the first thing, it's kind of tricky there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there was a fight, yeah.
Because they don't talk about it. They're just like,
no, they do.
They use people as like, yeah, we fought.
The UK surrendered early in the war, so there was no UK help over there. Like, they lost. They got the Blitzkrieg worked.
Right.
UK lost, and then all of Europe was lost.
Which is reasonable, because if they would have lost UK, there would have been no place to launch bombers.
Yeah, that's a totally different fight.
For
that's
us.
A completely different fight.
So, we would have been hindered so much by that, just because we wouldn't have had a good home base close to them that we could have approached them.
Well, if they have all of Europe, you'd have to go into, like, Africa or something.
Well,
like,
no, Africa's owned by the Nazis. Italy.
I mean,
in this alternate timeline, Mussolini.
Who's the tank commander for the German?
Rommel.
Rommel, that's it.
Yeah, but Mussolini has half of Africa and Germany has the other half. That was their thing that they gave Italy. And then the Russians never got attacked by Hitler. So Hitler let them, like, we're not going to go to war with you. He never went east until after they conquered Europe.
Okay.
And then there was like a peace treaty. So that's the USSR still exists, but they don't give a shit.
So the point of this, who are you following? Just some average citizens? You watching politicians?
Just some average. They give you everybody. They give you some of the politicians. Everyday people. The freedom. The freedom fighters, we'll call them.
There's two freedom fighters, but what happens? The weird plot in the show, in the book, in all of it is that there's a film reel that they find, and it shows our universe. And I'm like, what the fuck? So then you eventually like learn a bunch of stuff about universes, but it's not explained at all. I'm not like, you're never gonna get an answer.
I was able to buy in. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, the history guy
really
that
good.
I am, I enjoy history. I wouldn't call myself a buff, but I look into it more than most people do. But I could buy in just because like I kind of like those alternative scenarios. I mean, like you're saying, I mean, how are you gonna really occupy this country? Like you think you're just gonna come in here and you're gonna have a guy with a machine gun on the corner and that's gonna be it?
It's which
like,
they do.
Everybody has guns in this country. Good luck trying to occupy this country. But again, I can get past that for the sake of the show, though.
No, it's, sure. Well, you gotta remember what time frame this was. This is the '40s. Everyone has a gun in Europe as well. This isn't a time when they were like, we don't have guns either. This was
they're the most armed continent around. That's what where all these wars came from.
Right. I'm
everybody
saying so,
in Europe
so the
had a
time
gun.
Frame works because it's not now where everything's an automatic weapon. Remember, the first automatic weapons were just Germany. We didn't have that until like fucking late in the war. We didn't get the Tommy gun and shit until later. So they just came over here and went fucking
wait, what?
The MP44.
But you mean like in World War One?
Well, they
had machine guns in World War One.
No, automatic. Like just hold the trigger and just da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You're saying that's a World War II invention?
We had a Browning. We had an M1 Browning. We didn't have anything that was like repeat.
Like a handheld, like a personal.
It was
one.
Still like pulled.
Like a mounted. Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Germany had it first.
You got bigger guns than like pillboxes.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's why the Blitzkrieg worked, was everything that they had was to be proficient and quick and just
overrun
you. So that's the time frame. So it kind of would have, I mean, like it's believable as far as everything that would have happened financially because. Don't forget, Germany tried to get Mexico to side with us and be like, hey, if you attacked America, we'll help you
that's
out.
Right. My people didn't do it, though.
Yeah, they did not do it. That was the one thing everyone was like, hey, thanks, Mexico, for not...
solidarity.
Germany, they're connivers like that. They're like, let's see, who else here can we get to fight these guys for us, you know?
They love Argentina. They told Argentina, if you help us out...
It's a cool premise. I like, because it does make you wonder. I mean, if they were the ones that dropped the bomb first... Because the thing is, too, is if they would have got it and developed it... Even if they knew they were close to losing or whatever, they still would have dropped that shit probably.
They
know?
Also wouldn't have had to fly over here. They had the V-2 rockets. They were trying to shoot ballistic missiles, just like North Korea. And they got further. So they would have tried to shoot the V2 rockets at us too, which they were doing at the UK. So
yeah, it could have been. I mean, it could have changed. I mean, how do we react at that point? You know, when the entire Washington D.C. blows up. I mean, there'd be some cheering these days if that happened. You know, but I mean, you know, like, what's the response there?
I'm still amazed we never moved the Capitol to the middle of America. We were just so stubborn. We were just like, no.
Where would you put the Capitol? You thinking Denver?
No, it'd be Kansas.
Kansas?
Yeah, because don't forget, D.C. wasn't the original choice. It was Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And then, like, they moved it there, but they moved it to D.C. because it was the middle of America.
But you're promoting Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably would have been.
For the seat of power.
Well, we moved it every other time. Well, and we were just
from
like,
a practical
no,
sense.
It feels like Chicago is the right answer. If you're going to go more east.
I don't want a big city.
So you want a smaller.
Yeah,
well, it would grow because
Chicago's a little bit of an eyesore for us right now, though.
It would grow because fuck you. It would grow
80% mortality rate according to SNL.
It's still only like fucking 80% third. Mortality. It's still only fucking third. Fuck you, Bill. No, but I mean, if it's the Capitol building, it wouldn't be a small city. It would become a large city.
Yeah,
just put it somewhere. Put it weird. Then put it somewhere weird. Put it like Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah,
put it next to the Corn Palace.
No, it does make sense though to go to the middle of the country. You know, it's like
it's harder to invade and like land.
Exactly, harder to access for if it's not on one of the coasts. And it's like, yeah, you're closer to everybody around.
I know, man, that's what they did in the Wolverines or in Red Dawn. Man, they dropped them right in the middle of America. That's why nobody saw that coming. Remember, they airdropped the Chinese right there. Wasn't that Wyoming?
No, that was Colorado.
Was it Colorado?
Yeah, Super Colorado.
How many?
The sequel was Wyoming. Or not the sequel, the remake. The remake was Wyoming. The first one was.
Did you see the remake?
Yeah, I saw both.
It's bad, huh? Is it good?
I like that premise of the communists attacking America's story plotline. I played that fucking video game where that happens, Homefront. I think those are interesting.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's.
Yeah, they're just. It's an interesting plot where you're like.
You can buy in, you know, the sick and twisted part of us who, you know, kind of.
What would happen if we lose?
We don't have enough. That's. Okay, how about that then? So we're talking about movie plot lines. We don't have enough of that. We don't. Name some movies where America was invaded where we're not talking about aliens. None. There's no premise like that in the movies. The video games are doing it now. Yeah. You can Call of Duty or any of those.
Well, no,
like,
Red Dawn, you know, you got what you guys
well,
are
I mean,
about.
That's the All right, one,
so Red
that's
Dawn,
the
but that's a remake
about.
Off of one, another movie. But are there any other premises where you're
it's
being
about
invaded?
Like now, like no one's doing a film like that now. I think there's too much.
Battle of L.A., again, aliens, but at least that shows what it looks like to like lose. Like if America was in a fight like that, like you would have had in Europe in World
Day
War II.
Too, right? Well, aliens again.
Aliens, right. Again, yeah. Aliens.
No, I don't think anything that's
happened.
The
only people who can beat us is aliens.
Is aliens.
Nobody else can touch us. You got to go intergalactic to find somebody to knock us out right now.
All right. I got one.
An F-35.
I have a personal shoebox, or what do they call it, soapbox that I get on when we talk about aliens. You want to talk about canceling the F-35. You want to talk about putting tanks on hold. Mm-hmm. What we need are R&D. What we need DARPA working on right now, shields. We always get our ass handed to us by aliens because the aliens have shields. It's always that way.
We are working on shields. Everybody.
Who's working on shields?
Air Force. And they have the video of the shield. So it works. And they also have one on a – it's equipped on an old school Hummer thing. And it's like powered by a bunch of things. Oh, the you know the jokey thing that was in that fuck well because it's weird.
See, we need shields though. Just think about it.
No, they
we always get our ass handed to us, and then we defeat the shields, and then it's fair again.
And we need that green shit too.
Which one? Like just the plasma bolts?
Just the green shit. You know, I don't know exactly what to call it. That's probably not the scientific term.
You're talking about the plasma.
It seems very effective though.
They were just shooting at people.
It's just superheated metal.
It's very it's very precise. It's got good accuracy.
You can see it, so you can dodge it.
It seems efficient.
Some of them we are working on though, because we have like the mag. We have the mag gun. We have a mag gun.
I don't know what you're saying to me.
The magnetic accelerated
magazines
thing.
At people.
It shoots a giant piece of metal, and it's magnet.
A rail gun?
Yeah, we have rail guns.
Sure, we have rail guns.
And then we have the one where we do have one that superheats it and projects it. We built lasers. The Navy has lasers on some of their things to shoot out missiles. And then there is a shield thing, and I said the thing that I always had, that Hulk movie, that last one with Edward Norton where they have
the sound waves?
The sound waves. So they have a shield thing that's based off of that, but it also projects, like a certain barrier where you got to like look it up because it's like a weird thing.
I'm going to have to look this up later.
Yeah, no, they're building a shield thing, but it's not going to be for personal use. It draws too much power.
Have you seen the one where they point the like the big laser thing at you and it basically gives you like a sunburn?
That's the laser that they're talking about for missiles, but they have it where it's like more focused and it can take missiles out now.
Yeah, but there's one where they can just point it at a crowd and basically it's like a UV light that hits you and just any exposed skin starts like kind of burning like a sunburn.
Like bubbling?
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. Okay. Yeah. They're not totally microwaving you. They're just kind of like, here, this is going to hurt.
You're going to pop like a popcorn. Your head just pops.
Yeah, I never see that used anywhere.
What, microwaves?
Well, yeah, right. Microwaves. No, they're everywhere.
I don't think those are okay.
We should just create a weapon that starts a small black hole, you know, and then aliens come, then we can just
red matter.
Also in video games.
Suck them into a different dimension.
Yeah, also in video games, the black hole guns. Yes, also video games. Video games is like really good.
Black hole
like,
gun sounds like the worst gun ever. I'm going to shoot a black hole at you. This will be irresponsible. Gun.
There was that game from the guys who did a fucking Insomniac. They made that game where you'll play Ruse or Fuse or some shit. There's like a person who has, that's all they have. They have a black hole gun. Everyone gets sucked towards it and then it like.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. That they had that grenade though in Thor, The Dark World. They were throwing like black hole grenades at people. That. Those were kind of cool. That was a cool effect.
We need something that just sucks you into a void. Like dark space.
But it's kind of like Todd's ex-wife.
Right, just right into a void. Sucks you right into it.
It's gone.
I want that though to be like, and then a cutscene at the end of the movie. They're not in space, but they're in like a zero G but atmosphere, and just people keep popping in, but there's nothing there. They're just like, hey, you're here now.
I gotta play that new fucking Call of Duty. Are we gonna go to space? You think that
are we?
Yeah,
God, I hope so.
Devos is gonna make us stupid.
God, that's I hope so.
Not us. I know we weren't gonna make it. I knew that fucking. I had goals. I had aspirations, but I realized
that's because that's the scene from Interstellar. That's way too true. The scene at the beginning of Interstellar when he goes to the high school and he's talking about his daughter and he's like, "Oh, your daughter's in trouble because she was throwing a fit about the moon landing. She was saying it was real," and we're like, "Nope, it was fake." And that becomes book, and then that becomes the whole thing. And it's like, oh, that was too close to reality.
I know. Well, that's why I said.
That's all going to happen.
Betsy DeVos is. Betsy's going to make us stupider because she needs. Like, again, you need more bodies and you need them to be stupid so they all want to be soldiers.
Yeah.
I heard that film back in the day when they shot that originally. I heard that you couldn't bring film back into space. I heard. Or through the atmosphere.
Like it'd burn up?
Yeah. Yeah. Like just the rays and the heat that it was exposed to would just fry the film. So. I mean, I heard this from Alex Jones, so...
I was like,
who knows, but...
Oh,
I feel like we could figure out a way to bring the film back.
He says we landed, but we couldn't bring the film back. He thinks we did land on the moon, but he thinks the film might have been...
What a crazy conspiracy. That's like, I'm going to buy into both.
What are his, or what are...
No, that's just like, I'm going to buy into both conspiracies. Yeah, we landed on the moon, but we didn't tape it, so we actually did do it in Hollywood.
Or maybe he's just...
That's such a weirdly...
Maybe he's just reasonable with his conspiracy, you know? He's like, he doesn't go whole hog on it.
That's not reasonable. That's even more irreasonable.
My thing is like, didn't Russia send footage back after they sent the dog up? We can watch the dog die in space.
I think if you can bring a monkey. Human back, you can bring film back. I would go on record as saying
the radiation shouldn't have messed
you could
with the film.
Put it in lead or I'm sure we can bring film back if we can bring a human back. That's not a far reach.
Yeah, I don't.
Berg, do you not believe we went to the moon? I'm getting some strong sense that you don't believe we went to the moon.
No, I think we went to the moon.
You have some thoughts on the matter, though, clearly.
No, I just wonder. I wonder
why we never went back or continued to keep fucking with it.
Yeah.
Because, like, if the Germans would have won World War II, we would have had a moon base. I don't give a fuck.
I think we just hit Vietnam, and then we hit the 70s, and it just lost all of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, the 70s was a weird year, yeah.
Then we just lost all the drive.
Well, gas was expensive as shit, too.
Yeah, exactly. They've got too much domestic. That's what happens when you get too much domestic.
Rocket fuel costs.
I mean, back then that wasn't a joke.
NASA is one of the few things, as much as I don't like the government, mm-hmm. pretty much for anything. Mm-hmm. NASA is one of the few things where it's like, we can divert some funds to you guys. You know, all in all, through our entire country, putting a little bit of money towards NASA, not going to really kill any of us, and the advancement that we get from it, I think it's worth it on a social and a financial scale.
Sciencey,
you know, but
just as a human scale, we got to get off this rock. We get hit by one asteroid. We're on one rock species. We can't do that.
Yeah.
We have to take over everything.
That's true, for the advancement
of our... We
got to
be cockroaches.
Yeah, that's what I think. I would almost be a single, what do they call that, like a single policy voter, or what is that, one topic voter, you know what I mean? If any voter had been like, we're going to do a bunch of money at NASA, I'd be like, yeah, go. What else do you want? Lock us all up in internment camps? Fine. Yeah. For the good of the species, though, we need to get off this rock.
We're going
to
be on Mars, though?
Yeah, we're going to be on Mars. We're going to colonize it. But if somebody you could believe would do it, I'd be like, yeah, all right. I guess we're going
to... Listen to Todd. No kids and willing to make the ultimate sacrifice for the future.
No, he doesn't...
Jeez, what's wrong
like
with you,
me.
Man? You're all backwards.
I like humanity. I don't like them as a whole. As a society, we're a terrible species. But I believe that we have a little glimmer of fucking... There's something in us where I'm like, oh, we're kind of cool, but fuck, we suck as a whole. That's my thing with the humans.
We're kind of cool.
I think the humans are like... I mean, we're kind of cool.
It's like Kennedy said, Marcus, all of man's problems are man-made. Therefore, they can also be solved by man.
Oh, man. I was going to say...
We just got to quit fucking our own shit up, you know?
I was going to say Homer Simpson to beer, to alcohol, the solution to and the cause of man's problems. I don't know.
Wise words.
Yeah, he's a good man. He's a wise man. I think he's also God. I think Homer's God. If you watch lots of Simpsons, he's clearly a god.
A god, like a lowercase.
I think he could be.
He doesn't have
god.
Five fingers.
A god of donuts.
No, the god in the god in Simpsons has four fingers. He's the only character that has four like five fingers total, but four fingers, yes. Not a thumb.
But Homer has stood up to that god, and that's
so he is a god.
I feel like he is a god of some sorts. I don't know if we should just be a one deity species, but you know, if anything, but I don't know. I was going to ask if you, because you played No Man's Sky, and I remember you, like, you got enthralled by it for, like, at least a week. Where
it was
like,
a hot minute.
Or
I was really
jumping
into it,
around and all that shit. And I know that new Mass Effect's coming out soon, where I'm like, that's where they get to the Andromeda Galaxy, which is the closest galaxy to this one, because in the old games, our galaxy got fucked. So they're like, oh, we just sent a bunch of people away before that one happened. And I'm like, man, I love video games for giving me that dream and that illusion, but I don't fucking trust us to save my goddamn life.
No, yeah. The technological breakthrough. I'll tell you which one scares me. There's I can't think of the name of it right now, but basically the premise of the movie Gravity is that if we have like an orbital crash or anything like that, you'll get enough debris in the sphere around the Earth that we can never go to space. Do you get what
I thought
there?
That was now. I thought there was like an issue where
we got a lot of stuff right
old
now.
Satellites are up there where we have to like plan where a satellite goes.
Yeah, yeah, and it's really getting a little bit more and more like complicated.
We never crashed them into the ocean.
But there's a close one. There's a chain reaction, right? It's like a fission explosion where it's bap 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 bap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
and then we're gonna be effed because you won't be able to launch anything up without it just being immediately blown up.
Yeah,
because
if anything cracks a fucking window or hits the
I'm really scared. Like in terms of like, up, that'll be it. I'll be like, fuck, we're never going to the stars ever.
We're going to fuck ourselves?
I think so.
Yes, exactly.
I read so much science fiction that I would just love if you're like, yeah, we're getting off this rock. We're going somewhere else. That'd be awesome.
I don't trust our education, man. I feel like we're just too stupid. Like, of the people who could afford to go to space, it's us and China, and USSR can force it.
They could do like a one single project.
Fucking Russia, but you know, old habits die hard. And we're the only ones on the planet where we can afford it because I always hoped we could maybe hit that Star Trek future where there's no money. It's like credits and everyone's right. Just doing it for the greater good of man.
Well, how about this? Okay, how about this as an idea? You know, we're thinking about going to space. You got to think of unified humanity. We can get all humanity unified, but you have to learn a new language. If we can all agree on one language, I'd like it to be English because that'd be lazy.
Navajo.
But if you told me like, look, if we all learn Mandarin as a species,
yes.
We'll just be all speak one language,
yes.
And we can go forward. I'd be like, all right, I guess we're doing that now. I'd be all right with that.
So so already the issue would be it would clearly have to be English because we've already done that.
I think that's far enough out that I think it's the likely one to back. It's convenient for us.
It's going
to
be Mandarin
I think
or
it's
English.
The lead runner.
That's true. It's going to come down to the dollar collapsing again. You know, if it's after the dollar collapse, then
it's Mandarin,
a chance
which
it
turns into
won't
the Firefly
anymore.
Future, right? Where everyone
it's
has
all just English. Yeah, it's Mandarin or
English.
English.
And the only reason I think it's cool if it's English is because English is an adaptable language.
It's
where
easier.
We can create it. We
it's
can
easier.
Create words.
No, it's a train wreck.
It's a train wreck.
No, it's
linguistically,
not.
It's such a hodgepodge that if you have to like study it, it's a mess.
Fucking words.
There's 26 symbols you have to learn in the English language.
Yes.
You know how many there is in Mandarin you have to learn?
All right, if you're going to go with those kinds.
20,000.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
20,000 symbols to learn.
Right. But
or 26.
If you grow up in it, that's easier to fucking you to fucking learn. But for English, the problem is that some of those 26 alphabets don't fucking matter because you can make a word where you're like, that thing's silent. That doesn't exist.
Yeah, we could get down to we should parse it down.
They're both difficult in
we
different
down
ways.
To 23,
one is quantity.
Right?
Those are specific.
One is quantity, one's
stupid
quality.
Stupid words like there, and there.
No, but I'm thinking we can get rid of K. Do we need K?
Like
the letter? We don't need a K letter.
You mean the no.
Do we? I'm trying to think of words.
We don't need X.
Ketchup?
Okay.
Would we be saying
X,
ketchup often?
We don't need X.
X had its time in Roman numerals, but you know, all it does now is just shorten writing
EC.
Christmas.
Come on, guys. I like xylophone.
No, because you go Z. That's no.
He's like, it's replaceable.
Yeah, it's totally replaceable. All right, so
we're knocking out characters.
X and K, right there.
We could probably get down to like 22. I bet if we really tried to tighten it up.
Right?
I don't like you guys are getting rid of fucking alphabet.
This could be the world.
If you have
language,
E and
you know?
Y, you have A.
Holy shit.
If it's going to be a world language, it's got to be on the dumbest level of the dumbest people got to be able to learn it.
But we've already clarified that some people aren't as dumb as we are.
Yeah, but some are dumber than us, though.
And also, we can still create words. That's probably the point of some of the shit existing. The K's exist. Because, you know, like, if I respond...
Do you ever misspell a word and you're like, why isn't that a word? Like, the other day, I was typing review.
Tomorrow.
And... Yeah, but I was like, all right, for example, I was typing the word review, and I put a C where the V goes, and I'm like, resew. That's not a word. Kind of sounds like it should be a word. And I was like, fuck, there's probably a lot of words. Like, they're not words yet. They're just hanging out there. There's a combination of the letter. They're like, look at this. Doesn't this look like a word? It means nothing yet. Go ahead.
Again, guys, this is English, because ain't a word, right? That's the thing with English. Is like, we can just be like, all right, bae. Bae is a word now. And it's like, that's the thing with English. Like, if you say it enough, like, yeah, all right, cowabunga, dudes.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, English, goddamn
it. Or you can be woke.
But that's every language, though, isn't it?
Woke always existed, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, in the proper context. Woke.
You just mean the meaning changed.
Is self-referential. You only know about the word woke once you get woke. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to subscribe to that.
You have to be awakened.
Not one bit.
But woke was always just open your third eye.
Open your third eye.
That's all it ever was.
Where did that expression go, though?
That's Indian.
No, I know.
Sanskrit.
I'm just saying.
Sanskrit.
I feel like that was really in the hippie and like it's 70s or 80s, but then it kind of went away. Nobody's worried about your third eye anymore.
Depends on how much weed you smoke, I guess.
I guess.
How many fish concerts you've attended?
How deep you go.
How many Burning Mans you've gone to?
Rogan's into his third eye, I bet. Joe Rogan.
Oh.
He's got it on the logo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. DMT? Anybody? Nobody? Want to try that?
Not yet.
Oh, the drug.
Yeah.
I was like, what band is this?
is that the one that makes you puke?
I mean, it might, I guess. It's the one that they talk about. It's the spirit molecule, and it like blows your whole...
I think.
Oh, yeah. Same idea, though, because I think DMT is like...
Man-made, right?
Yeah. It's the like distinct...
Extract,
thank you.
Yeah.
I've never done it at this point.
You've never done a psychedelic, man?
I've never done shrooms, no. And I actually really want to, but I feel like I'm getting to that age. It's like...
You're a pussy?
No, now's the perfect time.
Like you can't...
Now's the perfect time, because you have enough gravity as an adult to be like, all right, I can handle this.
Yeah, you can process
I've seen
it.
Some shit.
You think you'll have like, a freak out moment?
That's true, yeah. No, I don't think I'd have a freak out moment. Right. I just think it's weird to be trying new drugs at
Why?
Some point.
Why? Because it'll cockblock
you.
How are we doing on transporting drugs nowadays? I'm going to follow this because I got to go to Vegas. And if I was going to try something, how are we doing like on acid or mushrooms? That's got it. Nobody's looking for mushrooms, right? Like there's no...
Is the DEA dog,
is he trained for mushrooms?
Are they looking for psychedelics when you're going to Vegas?
Sure.
That's a good question.
No.
Like, what's the repertoire of that dog? Like, what can he say?
I think it's just anything that's cost
does
money.
Does he go crazy over bath salts?
Right. Is it like let's get real crazy? But is it just cocaine and weed? You think or is it not even cocaine?
Anything that's large quantities and comes from another country. I'm assuming that's all he's trained to search for. He might be trained in other ones, but he's not as good as it as fucking. I don't. They're using pigs sometimes too.
Pigs?
Yeah, they have
sniffing pigs.
They have drug sniffing pigs. They have fucking guard llamas now.
What's a guard llama? I got what?
A guard dog. You have a llama. They guard sheep.
Jesus Christ. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
That would be crazy to go see one of those like Cirque du Soleil shows.
Yeah.
Just frying balls on mushrooms.
Just way out there.
I wish I had a saw fucking Dr.
Strange. Oh my God, you think somebody's going to die or something or they were defying gravity.
Yeah, I wish I saw Dr. Strange high because they had some trippy ass fucking moments.
So are you off now or is this because job search? What are you doing with your leisure time?
Job search. I don't care as much.
Fair.
Yeah. It's mostly that. Like I cared as much, but then also I think living with the people I'm living with, it's probably like watching from the outside. I'm kind of becoming the crotchety old man. Where I'm like,
yes, I love that.
It's kind of that where I'm like,
that's what I love.
You fucking.
Stop. Why are you guys acting like that? Did you get your shit together?
It's not even acting like that. It's like they were already acting like that before. It's kind of like. You're not, because like okay, I think about that movie with fucking Dave Chappelle, the fucking the pot movie,
half baked,
where he talks about the variety of stoners.
Yeah, okay.
I'm such a late stoner where I got into it, where it's like I use weed to amplify stuff I want to do anyway. So I'm like, yay, smoke, go do things. They're kind of like smoke. Oh, it makes me go on the couch. I'm like, shut, fuck you. I don't.
Yeah. And that's a waste of drugs. And that's kind of why I haven't, there's a lot of stuff that I haven't done because the situation hasn't felt right. And I don't want to just go to somebody's house, pop some acid, and sit on the couch and watch infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, I want an experience. I want something, you know,
good or bad. I want to go a little crazy on this one.
I'll hold out. Okay. I'll avoid that one. Thanks, Gary. But, I'm good on that.
Yeah.
So here's my thing is I feel like most people who do psychedelics like to go camping cause they like to be out in nature and experience it that way. Also, what I've noticed while being, again, a sober person, and being a person who liked to be out whilst intoxicated, I realize how many people am I now staring at warning, are they high right now?
Makes you wonder.
It makes me wonder a lot where I'm like,
because
I know
if they're not acting crazy, then who cares?
No, I didn't act crazy. I would smoke weed, I'd eat a bunch, and then I'd go grocery shopping.
I mean, I feel like when I'm high in public, not a lot, but I feel like sometimes people know. You know,
I feel like everyone. I'm horrible.
You think that in your head, but you know, I think some.
I've come to the conclusion: weed affects my internal clock, and I don't know if that's. I guess that's probably everyone, but maybe not. I can't. Everything seems like it's taking a long time, and I feel like I'm responding too slow. Or somebody asks me something, and I'm like, "What? Huh?" What? And I'm all paranoid. But I feel like, oh, God, how long have you been staring at me for? I'm like, oh, it's only been a minute. Or, you know what I mean? It's like I lose all track of time.
Yeah. That's what that's what happens to me is my time thing gets weird, but it slows down for me. I used to love playing Gears of War and fucking video games.
It lasts a long time.
It felt like everything was not going at the normal speed. So yeah. I love playing fast-paced games because I was kicking ass. I'd have KDs was high as shit because I was like, everything seemed like it was going slow as shit, and I loved it.
Yeah, that's the way I was like, all right, when it got legal up here, I said, I'm going to try it a few times and get on this because I'm not really a big pot smoker. But I was like, let's try it in different situations, see how I go. I did it once at a football game. It was the worst mistake ever. I got high before the football game, and we went in.
How long was that game?
It was a UW. It was fucking forever. Like, I was just sitting there in the stands, and I was like, I wasn't sleep or anything like that. I was just like, oh, God, where were we at? Oh, it's 7 minutes in the first quarter. I thought we'd been here for hours. And then you're just like, when is this going to end? And you don't have – the thing about drinking is it gives you these little mini goals throughout your day. You're like, oh, let's go down to the beer garden again, or let's go over here.
You have to go somewhere
to
partake.
Go, yeah, you have to go – you know, you're kind of moving around. It gives you these little mini missions and focus today. But it was like end of the first quarter, end of the second. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'll just stay here. There's nothing to do. You're like, I'm just going to stay here and be high more. It's fine. It was – no.
That's why I hope they legalize. A silent watcher.
Yeah, it was not conducive to football experience.
You got to – see, this is the thing. Like, I smoke probably a little more than I should, but you need to have a plan before you get high. You know, it's like being prepared for disaster. You know, in case this thing goes horribly awry, I need to know what's going on here. And so that's why, most times when I'm getting high, it's like I have something I'm going to do. And like Marcus said, you know, it's like there's certain things I like to do.
Weed
enhances
high.
Them. Yeah. So it's like, okay, I'm going to do this thing, and I got to get ready. I got to grab all my stuff. I got to get everything organized for. And then I get high.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go do that thing. Yep. And, you know, and I will get distracted a little bit. You know, I can see something shiny and kind of lose. And I'm like, oh, shit. No. Got to focus.
Yeah,
come on. We had a plan here. Yep. We had a plan. We got to stick to it, you know?
Yeah.
So you got to know that. Because otherwise, if you're just like hanging out and you're like, oh, yeah. We'll
watch
this
TV.
Is nice. You know, I guess I'll put a little show on. And they're like, oh, I guess I'll get high. You know, see what. You're done.
Yeah.
It's over. You're not going
to
be productive.
Yeah, my little brother does it to go to the gym.
That's all the time. That's like my main reason for smoking.
Like you said, it makes you feel, it's like being a time chamber in fucking Dragon Ball Z. It's just like,
it just slows everything
I'm
down.
I'm just in here for fucking ever and everything's amazing. And man.
I think that's why people get paranoid, because I get paranoid. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, no, you're fine. Nothing has happened because you were only not paying attention for 4 seconds.
Yeah. Right.
It felt like forever.
It felt like a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. It is. I when I'm high, I'll have whole big loops of thoughts and I'll come right back and I've not missed anything in the conversation. And I was like, whoa, what the hell was that time period? Yeah. What was going on there?
What was I thinking?
I guess it's probably like weed makes your brain work faster. Would that be the idea?
I think it just makes you it depends on what you smoke. I think it is.
It's working more rapidly, and so therefore it's like slowing down time to you.
I guess, yeah, but it is.
Because your thoughts are
what's
just
that movie?
It's disjointed.
What was that movie with that fucking pill? Where he takes it and he makes them like
limitless.
Yeah, it's like that. I feel like weed's like the limitless thing. It's just everything's like easier to part. I like reading when I'm high because I like imagine better. I'm like, this is a good fucking book.
I like movies. That's what I like. I watched. Did you guys see?
That's when you go
Cloverfield Lane.
Yes, I've seen it.
Oh, you gotta see Cloverfield Lane. It is really good, but it's intense. Like, it's kind of a thriller. I was sitting on the edge of the couch. Oh my God, what's going on? I was the most
intense.
You got
super into it.
Yeah, I got sucked into
that
movie.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Hard.
Like,
that's when you go deep, man. You're like, all right, I'm going to buy into this plot. And you're like, but I'm going to get high as shit first.
Right. If it's something trip, again, it helps you get the disbelief, the
suspension of disbelief.
It helps because you're kind of like, is this real? I don't know if it's real. That's also why I think that weed was like,
you understand it's
it can
not
go
real.
Wrong too. Because I was watching one of the Mission Impossibles, and Tom Cruise like steals a USB, and somebody else does it, and there's a chase scene, and I was too high, and I couldn't remember who was chasing who. I was like, are they chasing Tom? Is Tom chasing other people? What is going on now?
Didn't know.
And I'm like, I couldn't remember why we were chasing each other. I couldn't remember the set piece right before this chase scene. I'm like, wait, why are they chasing each other? Who's chasing? What is going on? I've completely lost
the
thread.
Maybe espionage you shouldn't watch while it's high.
Yeah, it's too much. It was too much.
Well, you're supposed to follow this
plot. Well, especially when people are double-crossing each other. You know, it's like, who's on whose side here?
There's too many threads.
What's going on here?
I don't do international
films. It's like third-level shit.
Because I have to read. I got to, like, follow along, and I got to keep looking up, like, where are we? What? All right. Mao did what? All right, cool, yeah.
Plus, they're all wearing the same suits, you know? They're all nice.
Yeah, oh, yeah, black.
Suit, you know? It's like, it's all apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, I feel like weed, it helps certain films. It helps certain things that you have to do where everyone's like, this is so boring. And you're like, yeah, have you done it while it's high? I become Jon Stewart from Half-Baked.
That's going, yeah, exactly. That's going to the gym for me. It's like, fuck, I don't want to do this. Yeah. This is going to suck. It's going to be terrible. I'm not going to enjoy it at all.
Right.
I get high. Just fucking do it. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
And then you go, and you're like, this is just, not
you'll
bad.
Feel, you'll feel better when
yeah,
it's
I
done.
Used, yeah, I used
you'll
to
be proud
that.
Of yourself.
I used to go to the gym high as fuck because I was like, I don't want to be there, but if my mind's not focused on it and I'm just doing it, I'm kind of like, this is easy.
It makes something that is not enjoyable at all.
Routine.
Makes it like slightly.
Yeah, it makes it
just a tiny bit.
Yeah, I found it like cool. I've tried to do it at jobs, but sometimes, like you said, the time thing happens, and it like,
fuck. You've been at that job forever.
Yeah, I'd be like,
that sounds
been
like
here?
A bad call.
Yeah,
I've done that before. Where I'm
that's
like,
when you
that
don't, that's when you don't want to slow time,
right? Yeah,
it is.
You
it
want
is.
To slow down time in like a good, fun setting. You're like, let's make this last
exactly.
for a while.
When you're enjoying
guys,
yourself.
Hold on. You're both attacking me. I'm saying I thought it was going to make it more enjoyable, and all I did was make it last longer. And I was like, and then when you get to lunch, you're sitting like, all right, this is a good part of the thing. And then like the lunch lasts like maybe 25 minutes longer than you hope. But then when you go back, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm still here.
My favorite getting high on that one, we were at like one of the summer concerts here up here, and really drunk already. And then we started, like, all right, we sat down in a little blanket in the lawn, got high. And it was the slowest standing up I've ever done in my life. Because I'm on the ground, and I did, like, one hand here, one hand there, knee down, sit up, arise. And it was dumb as hell.
Just finally, methodical.
Yeah. And I finally got standing, and something with my center of gravity got effed up. But it wasn't like I was falling over. It's like my hips, like somebody was pushing me right in the hip sideways. And I would just be standing there, and I just start slumping to the left. But just my lower pelvis like
but your upper body's like, no, I'm still with the legs.
Yeah, exactly. So I was messed up, and I said, all right, I can't handle this being this high.
Well,
so,
you crossfaded.
Yeah, I crossfaded. But so what I did is I doubled down on the drinking because I know how to be drunk. And I said, all right, if I just make the drunk more
counteract.
Yeah, well, turn up the volume on drunk, which I know how to deal with. And it worked out all right. It worked out okay.
You had to balance out your equilibrium.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this high thing's messing me up. Let's just go full drunk.
Yeah, I got one.
I remember one of the first times I got like super high in like junior high still. I was so blazed that I was on this trampoline and that was kind of throwing me off. That was kind of weird. But I was looking at my friends and I would like turn my head and it would take my vision like a second and a half
to catch up
to follow me to that spot. And it was like the weirdest thing ever.
Yes,
dude.
I've had that one. Out. I've had the slow like, zzz, whoop, you're like, all right.
Yeah, like you had to catch up. Or the craziest had to be one time when I was like still in high school and my brother, he had an apartment with some dudes. They were like in their early 20s, you know, so they party their ass off and shit. And one of these guys wanted to get me high one night. So I was like, yeah, sure. I'll get high with you guys. You know, whatever.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I'm pretty good smoking. So he's just loading up bong toke after bong toke and just gets me so ripped that I ended up puking that night. But I was laying down on the couch and I was I had my eyes closed. But I was nowhere near falling asleep at all. Like I felt like somebody was slowly wringing me out like a dishcloth on the couch, just going each direction. It was the weirdest feeling ever. I've never been that high before. I was just stupid high.
You should do that. Sounds like with have you ever done one of those what are the bath salts like that, but like those tanks is. Isolation tanks, but it's float
tank.
Yeah, float tank now, right? So that's bath salts, they salt the water up. but do that while high or something like that. Then you'd be like a whole fucking other world.
Yeah. For like, sure, dude. That's what Rogan does. He'll take like an edible, you know, and then a half an hour later he'll jump in there and sit in there for 45
that's
minutes.
That's a good form of meditation.
And he says, yeah, he's like, yeah. he goes fucking deep, you know?
Right.
I mean, I've always wanted to do that shit.
They have, I think they have them a couple of places over on the east side now.
They have them down to Green Lake, or they have them all over the place. Yeah. They're all
I get coupons, man.
They're usually, they got kind of a drug deal thing though. Like usually the first one's not too bad, but as a hobby, it's really expensive.
Well,
like if you were like, I'm going to do this all the time, it's, you're ponying up.
Just buy a bunch of salt, pour it in your bathtub, close the curtain.
It's way more than you think. Didn't you see Stranger Things?
No, I watched, it's boring. I watched three of the four episodes. It's boring right now, but everyone keeps saying like, you got to push through it, but I don't know.
I don't remember exactly. I liked it, but I don't remember if it was boring. How many episodes you need to get to. It was good, though. Don't watch the OA.
I have
the
time.
The OA is horrible.
I have time until October, until the second season starts, so.
Oh, yeah, you got plenty of time.
Yeah, I'm not stressed. All right. I mean, it's, what is that one?
That one's fun. It's fun. It's not great. Like, it's not like, oh, my God. But it was fun. I like Stranger Things.
I don't know. I keep trying to explain to people that we're currently living in Parks and Rec.
I never watched Parks and Rec, so I don't get what you exactly mean.
The government and everything that's happening right now, literally, these have all been stuff on Parks and Rec, and it's amazing. That's why it's not, that's also why I think it kind of helped that I watched that show.
Like, give me an example.
So there's a part where there's a guy who is not the smartest person from the rich side of town, and he's running for mayor, and he's going to win. And they're like, what are you going to do when you win? He says, I'll figure it out when I get there. There's also an episode where a guy is the spokesperson.
I'm the dog chasing a car. Yeah. I got no plan for when I catch it.
Yeah, I have nothing. And then there's an episode where a guy, he is the spokesperson for the Parks and Recs department, and he's holding up the fucking tweets from someone in the community. Things like, see what he's saying? See what's happening? And then when Spicer did it, I was like, oh my God, we're living in the fucking TV show. And also, they predicted stuff on the last episode of that show. They predicted lots of things on it, including the Cubs winning the World Series and stuff. Because it ended in 2016, and it talks about 2017. Well, it ended like early 2016, and it talks about 2017. Like, what's the future going to hold? And it talks about the Cubs winning the World Series and some other things where it's like, so far they've been like point for point. And I'm like, this is impressive.
That's just, well, I was going to say doubling down on the Back to Future thing. They're like, if we're wrong, we're wrong. But if we're right... We're really right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they talk.
That's the beauty of predictions. Yeah.
Well, they talk about how the schooling system has changed.
Any one of those guys that's like end of the world predictors are my favorite. They're like, definitely in 2018 on Tuesday it's going to end.
Yeah.
That comes along. They're like, nope, definitely this one.
Well, look at Al Gore. He said that New York could be under 20 feet of water by now. You know, back in Inconvenient Truth.
Did he?
Well,
okay. I mean, I don't know what is the time frame on it.
I'm fudging those numbers a little bit. But he had some predictions for like 2020.
Oh, okay.
Because this was back in like 2003, 2004
we still got
when he came out with this movie.
We still got time.
Yeah, that's
fucking
true.
California's having an issue where the dam's fucking going to flood a whole
Have you seen the video from that?
Oh, that shit's fucked.
It looks bad.
It looks like it's like, oh, it's
It wasn't even on the infrastructure wish list, though, from the governor. Like
fix the dam.
They didn't even recognize that this was a serious issue.
I love their plan. We're gonna put a bunch of bags with rocks in it and drop it in there and hope that it holds.
Did you
California?
You know what was great about it was watching it. It was like, oh yeah, I know everything that's gonna happen here because I was a kid once with a hose and dirt.
I used to build those moats.
I don't need to go to like engineering school to say like that's a lot of water. It's gonna eat all that out. Yeah, I've seen this garden hose right in the rocks digs a hole every time. This is gonna go bad.
Yeah, it's not gonna hold.
Yeah, I gotta watch that now, dude. Get used to hearing this, man. This is where our infrastructure is at these days.
Who's in charge of that?
I mean, a lot of these dams were built like in the 30s and the 40s.
Yeah.
70 years, like that's gonna take. Yeah,
its
that was
toll.
After
the Hoover.
Rushing water.
Yeah, that was the back to work, make it work. America
and,
works.
And,
yeah,
you know, not a ton has been done to revamp that stuff. No. Really, you know.
So, how much time do we have for Hoover? Actually, I feel like Hoover is probably the best built, right?
The Hoover Dam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the way it's set up, too. It's like long and narrow.
I feel like it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Well, we just lost
they had
half.
They had one over here in the Columbia that they had to demolish like a year or two or two ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You would think the upkeep would be... I don't know, like what?
It seems so simple, you know. It seems like the funny thing is like with all this technology we have new stuff, you know, like
we still build shit
and like this, right. This electric stuff. all it is really is just some force turns a turbine and then that charges some sort of power source.
That's
like,
right. Genius.
We're just using different sources to turn the thing now.
Yeah.
But that's what hydroelectric was the whole time.
Yeah. Not the problem. The problem is the dam. And my thing is, like, we're fucking, again, humans as a whole, fucking bunch of morons.
What we end up doing a lot of the time is we don't understand all the little bits that are working, right? So we dammed it to reverse, and then that messed up, like, the fish, messed up the wildlife, messed up all then the irrigation, and it's like, oh, then we didn't control it, then it was flooding low. Like, we want to, but we're, like, we're still little kids. It's like the Forest Service when they were like, we're going to knock down every fire. Like, that was their stance for a long time. Then they're like, wait a minute. Now we're having really old growth fires that are raging out of control because they're not getting regular fires to clean stuff out.
Right.
Yeah. So now they're like, you know what? Maybe we should let
controlled
stuff burn.
Burns.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have that idea and I tie that. It's very unpopular. But things like bullying. It's like, yeah, all right. Obviously, there's bad things that happen with bullying. Kids can commit suicide and things like that.
Yeah.
But also, like, there's Obama who says he was bullied and he became the president. Or, like, Bill
there's
Gates who said he was bullied and now he's Bill Gates. It's like, yeah. There's certain things like where you get that you get your ass kicked,
toughen it up,
and you fucking like I'm gonna be so fucking successful.
Yeah,
fuck this guy.
I'll show these assholes.
The toughen up,
right? So I don't know where the line is when you do it case by case. You're like, no kid should be bullied because you look at case by case, and that's like saying, no, this part of the forest should not burn. We'll save it. But then you're like, as a whole, is this working? Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of shit that we haven't done.
There's the element of creative destruction, you know,
right?
No question. And like you said with the bullying issue, it's like you're never gonna make it so nobody gets bullied. That's never going to happen. Two
right.
kids in the lockers, one kid's a dweeb, you know, a nerd, and some big jock or whatever comes, shoves him. You're never going to prevent that. And you know what? He's going to learn a lesson from that, and yeah, it's going to be tough for him. He's going to go through some adversity, but at some point he'll get over that. Or like you said, he'll use it as fuel to be like, I'm going to fucking show these guys.
Yeah, but there's like there's like so many things about this discussion that ends up weird. One, the issue is Revenge of the Nerds happened.
Right. Yep.
So that was them. Like, put the pushback was everyone's like, "Oh, bullying's bad," but look at how these guys came up in it. And also, bullying still exists. We just call it tolerant. You're so tolerant that you don't accept the intolerant, so you will bully them into submitting to your will.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. Bring it back to that.
It's just your moral standpoint.
Yeah, it's just your moral standpoint.
How many people
like,
you're looking down?
When is
on?
Bullying okay? Hey, does Trump like to get peed on? Let's make fun of him about it. That's still bullying, but it's acceptable because like, yeah, he's an adult now. He should be able to get over it.
Yeah.
You're like, but you know, you like that's everyone's excuse. So I agree. I think bullying has a place. The issue is that we're not mentally strong enough now. We've grown weak. As a society.
Sure.
Where bullying now to people is like, that is going to be detriment to the rest of their life. It used to ruin me every time I came home and had to eat my feelings, and now I'm big and everyone's making fun of me being fat. And you're like, all right. You couldn't just take the self-responsibility to just be like, oh, maybe you should just go to the gym and toughen up and go punch that bully in the face.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. Did martial arts. Did martial arts. Learned to defend myself. It was great. I was bullied. It was, you know. And I'm not saying the bullying was great. No, there was definitely times I ran from the bus home because I knew I was going to get in a fight if I didn't run the entire distance to get on safe ground of my house.
Yeah.
But it's like, again, whenever you look at case by case, you're like, nope, that is bad. And there's no way you can argue against to be like, look out, you got to go out there and get your ass kicked, kid. It's going to be good for you. That you can't make that as an argument. It doesn't work.
But even if you
but if you look overall, you're like, eh.
Some places it is still okay. Like I would say most people on the East Coast, they're still kind of okay with it. Like, yeah, right, you know.
Even if you do get your ass kicked though, chances are that bully is going to have more respect for you at that point. You know,
that's a weird.
We're talking about men, right?
That's a weird sentence.
No, you're being sexist. You're talking about men. Because we're the only ones where most of the times you hear a story where the guys get into a fight, other than a few occasions where they say, like, the problem with fighting nowadays is that the guy will come back with a gun. But it used to be, like, guys would get in fights and now they're friends. The problem with women is that, you know, they will.
Yeah, but you say now, though. But, like, that was the theme of Friday. Remember Friday?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that was
that was back then, though. That was in the 90s when Friday came out. So it's not now. But the idea of, like, yeah,
I know.
You get in a fight, and then you go get a gun, and you come back.
Right,
you know?
That was the 90s.
And his dad's like, no, son, you're going to go out there, and you're going to fight like a man. Yeah. You get knocked out, you get knocked out. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That was the thing, and then, like, but it became like, we pushed so far the other way, where we're like, none of it's okay. But then you also think about how women fight, which was fucking, I always use Mean Girls as my best example of, like, the women's society, was their fighting wasn't verbal or physical abuse, it was verbal abuse. They were mentally trying
psychological.
To they were verbally trying to break you down to make you feel bad about yourself.
And that's just, I don't know, it's just as bad.
It made you learn how to.
It's almost worse, to be honest, because you're like self-destruct at that point.
Right, exactly.
You like do it to yourself almost.
Now, growing up in my thing, what we would do is we would just burn each other. We would all sit at the lunch table and everyone would sit around the table and you just talk shit about everyone at the table. That was just guys doing it because, like, you all knew it was what you were going for. As long as you don't say nothing about my family or my mom.
No, it's right up until you stutter during the burn session and then your life's over.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Marcus just fucking stuttered. Oh, what? You can't get your fucking words out?
Or your voice cracks.
Yeah. Yeah. It became the correction thing that people do on Facebook when they're like, where?
Oh my.
That's what it was. It was. Stuttering was that. But it was, you were face to face. Like, fuck you.
The problem
with
social media isn't the anonymity. It's that people have a moment to think about whatever they're going to say. Ugh. They should be, if you can't respond back quickly and intelligently, then you shouldn't be out on
there. The same problem with dating and texting.
Yeah. They get
women get so much time to
analyze.
People
get to look much more clever than they actually are. Because they get like 10 minutes to be like, I'm going to write this back. I've been thinking about it for 10 minutes.
You get time to show it to your friends. Like, help me out. Help me out. I need some outside sources. Fill me out. Fill it. And you're like, all right. But it used to be like phone to phone, face to face.
So
it was like, you're
what's your favorite
what
color?
What you got is what you got.
That's the beauty of calling a chick is because, yeah, you catch her off guard.
So I posted a thing about that.
She doesn't have a plan for this conversation. She doesn't know where it's going to go.
I posted a thing about that new app that makes you have to have at least one
phone
call.
Oh, I saw that,
yeah. You have to have a phone call before you can start messaging each other.
Oh, really?
If you both swipe yes.
But that's kind of awkward, though.
Fuck you. Exactly. That's our point. We're saying, like, it became awkward. It didn't used to be. It used to be your only...
But that was
a
skill.
Random person.
There's a skill that's going away, right? Like, meeting a girl in a bar is a skill that's drying up.
God, it's gone.
Right.
I think it's gone.
Walk up to somebody, start a conversation, get a number, and walk away or whatever. You know, whatever else.
Guys don't want to do that anymore. They're lazy.
Well, guys would do that, but they're, again, you're saying, oh, I don't want to be awkward.
No, but technology, now
you can
swipe right, you're fine, everything like that.
And they'll just sit on their couch, and then they'll set it up until the exact moment when they have a chance to potentially get laid.
Well, it's the ease of I forgot what I was fucking going to say. I was basically going to say, again, it's the dispelling disbelief.
Well,
it's the downfall of the bullshitter, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's, you see, like, the, let's fact check on our phone, or we'll go look this up, right? And that's kind of, like, who's in that movie?
Google it.
There was an era where the bullshitter was king, and that's gone away now.
Yeah, just Google it.
It's too hard now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so now you're like, all right, I guess it's good that we're not all bullshitting, whatever, but that was an era. That was like Wall Street era.
Yeah, it was. If you can have 90s. A bunch of useless information to make it less bullshitty.
Right.
To help, which is why, you know, people used to also have bar tricks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, occupy, like, hey, look at this. You're like, oh, my God, so, yeah.
Hell, yeah. You know when guys got laid just because they were a magician? Because they were ugly as fuck?
You want to see me tie this knot?
Want to see a trick?
From this cherry stem?
Is this your card?
That was the thing.
My friend up here and I were at a bar. And we kind of just struck up. We were talking to ourselves, and then we kind of got this girl to start listening to us. And we're like, "Oh, we introduced ourselves." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm a chiropractor, and he's a physical therapist," which neither of us are,
right?
But because of that, now the background on that was that I had done MRIs. I was GE Medical MRIs.
Okay.
So I knew, like, oh, here's your L1s. Here's this. I knew a lot about the back, you know, and I could say, like, posterior, anterior. And then my friend had been in a lot of physical therapy. So he goes, well, you know, you need to do this stretch. And she totally bought it. Hook, line, and sinker. I gave her a fake number to the hospital over in Kirkland. And I said, yeah, just call here and ask for Todd Kirkwood. Gave her all this information. It was probably about 30 minutes of bullshitting in a bar with a random stranger just to see if I could. Yeah. Just to see, like, all right, let's see how far we can go with this.
I did that.
Someone will be offended by everything you did.
Yeah,
it's Vegas.
Will be,
you know, it's like you're almost like kind of playing a character.
I know. That's one of the things that, like, I really love lying and getting character. Not like on a personal friend level. Like, that's bullshit because I don't want
to
make stuff up. Yeah, but if you're just meeting people and you're like, I'm going
to
pretend
this.
You're just
kind of making
fun
of it.
If they don't matter.
Right.
Like, am I going to see
them? Yeah, if you see somebody.
Gonna,
that, yeah,
you're not
if you're not doing
any,
like,
a girlfriend or something.
Right. If you're not doing a malicious lie, but you're just meeting a stranger and I'm going to try this out and we're going to go down this road and then we're going to walk away. Like, I'm not trying to rob you of money or be, like, malicious or make fun of you. I just want to, like,
how much will you believe?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
we're
sometimes that's really fun.
Guys, were we trumping?
A little bit, right.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
And I mean, and that's my thing was, like, I try to tell people, like, he's still a New York City slicker.
Yeah.
Some of it is bullshit. He may know, he may believe it, but we don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the concern with people where they're like, I haven't seen that in so long. What the fuck's happening? I'm like, that used to be a thing where I think more people, if we still had the interactions of face-to-face with people, more people were interacted with a bullshitter, they would have saw it and be like, nah, I seen this a mile coming.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
But since it's not a thing anymore, everyone saw it and they're like, what's happening?
Yeah. And then you got guys like John Oliver and he's like, I can't believe we've elected a pathological liar. And it's like, okay, man, just because you can get a clip reel of three times when Trump said something that maybe wasn't completely accurate. Does that really mean the guy's a pathological liar? It's like,
did you just see the John Oliver Sunday night where he was talking about where Trump gets his news? And basically, he's like, there's some clips of Trump, and he just has Fox in the background.
Yeah, Fox News.
And then they did a few other things where, like, Trump tweeted at this 15 minutes after it was on Fox News. And
I
it was, like,
noticed that.
By verbatim. And they're like, so then John Oliver's like, I'm going to take out commercials, and just they're going to play during Fox News. And they're like, we're going to, like, learn him about things that he should know about presidency. Like, you're just a Democratic Republic, and here's what the Electoral College does, and here's how voter fraud isn't a real thing. He's just going to play these and hope they sink into his subconscious.
I feel like he would tweet in the commercial breaks, so he was not paying attention to the commercials. That's my only issue with John Oliver's plan, because I noticed that. I kept telling people, I was like, is anyone else noticing that he's tweeting at fucking 3 a.m. after Fox News at Nights with Bill O'Reilly just aired?
Yeah.
It's usually the same topic, and I'm like, is no one noticing that he's doing that?
Right.
Well, no, where are you supposed to go as a president to get your news? Like, what's, I'm not saying Fox is the place.
No,
I'm thinking about that today.
I've been thinking about that today.
Where should you go?
Have the whole spy network to tell you what's going on in
right,
the world?
Right, but how much? Where are they getting their news? Like, the issue is, like, where?
Well,
is
how they
going to
package it in a fun and playful manner? You know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
He clearly doesn't watch CNN. We know that much. He's not going to read HuffPo. He's not going to watch an episode of Vice.
I don't know. So, all right, so it was yours. Are you concerned that he's not listening to, like, the intelligence agencies? And he's just like,
no,
they're
I'm
lying.
I'm not concerned about that. I think if anything, he's watching Fox. I think it's because he wants to see what everybody else is thinking about him.
Sure.
You know, it's not maybe that he even buys into what they're saying.
He does.
I mean, he does to some of the stuff, like you said, when he tweets about it. But I think he wants to see what other people are thinking of him, you know?
His wife's not.
That's
so,
fine if you're a celebrity,
image,
though. I get
he
that.
He was.
I mean, he is. It's a celebrity president. That's fine. If you're like the Kardashians and you want to see that you're still trending.
Yeah.
But then he's just
again,
like,
it's their fault.
I don't believe the CIA or the FBI, which maybe they're wrong, maybe they're not. But that's kind of crazy for a president to be like, I think I know more.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're all humans, though.
I guess.
Again, as a whole.
Sure. We're never going to just risen. We're just risen apes.
I was going to say, how many work in the Pentagon daily? We don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Some went to nicer colleges, but.
I don't trust that building.
Somebody somewhere's
people.
In a bubble.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, I mean, like, how many people who are in the government are Republicans and Democrats? Like, who did they vote for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, I don't know.
And that is the thing. We don't really know, Marcus.
We don't really know. We can't know, because if we know, they'll have to kill us.
Exactly. And we don't want that.
We
might have to wrap this thing up. I don't want anybody dying, you know. We're casualty
free. We're getting too far into the blue pill.
Even on episode number 67 here, which we didn't even bring it in for you guys, to be honest. We were just kind of running with it. But you guys knew who you were listening to, all right? You know the sweet sounds of Marcus Netters and myself, Slim, here. We had a return guest here, actually, somebody who made the Best of Year One edition. Mm-hmm. A good friend of ours, Mr. Todd Kirkwood, joined us today.
Thank you very much.
Figure it out now that we're an hour and a half or so into this. But, thank you guys for listening. Anyone who came out to the show last week on Thursday, thank you guys. Hope you had a good time. Got a little crazy, little wild with the bar crowd. You know, that's the problem with the bar is you never know what to expect, who to expect.
Alcohol?
Or how much they're going to be talking about their genitalia.
Is it Home Depot?
Something. Simpson? Yeah, something along those lines. Yeah, exactly. A little more talkative than him even, but no, thank you guys if you made it out. But
Smoke weed, Lexman?
Yeah.
No, it was a good show. It was a fun show.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, Todd. It's good to have you. We actually took a little bit longer than anticipated, but you know, we made it happen. We had a snow day here last week, so, you know, the mini... Although it's around the city.
That wasn't about the mini or the car or anyone else. I was still in pajamas, and I was not getting out of pajamas that day. That was one of those days where I was like, oh, work's not happening either. Yeah. Then I'm not doing anything.
Just tell the truth. You had smoked a bowl, and you're like...
No, there was just, I am not doing a damn thing today.
Yeah. No plan.
No, that was, like, that was me, too. I was talking with my boss, and I was like... trying to make it seem like
you were bullshit,
and I'm under the covers in my bed as I'm doing it.
Bullshitting.
I'm like, you know, we can do it.
Can
if
we
want.
Give it? There we go. The one thing we're talking about ruining bullshitting technology. texting in and calling in sick is the best thing ever. Do you remember like when you had to call in and be like, oh, I feel terrible. This is yeah, but now you're just like, hey, I don't feel great. This isn't happening. And you just text it. And you're smiling and you're laughing.
Sad face.
But you can just text it now. And it's like, oh, this is so wonderful that we're here now.
Some little injection.
Damn, I got to get on that, man. I actually haven't really done that.
You've never texted in sick to work? No, oh, fuck. Really.
I've had like a couple bosses.
I don't think I have yet.
I sometimes still just call because I want to be like, you know, I'm still going to be, you know.
Because you got to do that. I used to do the thing where like, don't say anything in the morning. You just wake up. Don't get your glass of water. Don't even swallow. Just call, like, hello. You're just trying to make it sound. Yeah. You're just trying to sound as bad as possible. It's like, I feel fine. I knew I wasn't coming in today.
You can't smell your breath through the phone, man. They can't. Like, oh, God. You smell like you just ate ass all night. You all right?
I have a buddy who works at Boeing, and he hits his supervisor up when he's not coming in. He enjoys missing work quite frequently.
That's his union privilege.
He writes him a text that says, "Hey, not coming in."
That's it. That's his union.
Oh
privilege.
Wow,
that's his union privilege.
No, I'm out.
It is. I mean, yeah, they can't. And, you know, he gave some kind of notice, and you know they're not on greatest terms, obviously, but. Hey, not coming in. That's all the guy gets.
Is he going to go work for
no explanation? No, nothing else.
Is he going to go work for Lockheed?
He works for Boeing.
I know. But
so
you said
he probably works close to some people who are working on some jets.
No, I'm saying you should go work at Lockheed. Northrop Grumman.
He's close to maxing out. He's not going to do that anytime soon.
I'm just saying. You know.
But yeah, we're going to wrap this shit. Thank you guys for joining us. Earful in the Emerald City, episode, like I said, number 67 here, you guys.
Yeah.
We're keeping at it. We're doing the thing. You
want to get that century mark.
Yeah, I know. We got a ways to go on that one, to be honest.
Right, we need to start doing like two episodes.
Two a week. Yeah, I know. But we can't get people together that easily, you know?
No.
People are hard to wrangle, but luckily we were able to wrangle Mr. Kirkwood today, so thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you.
Thanks
for
coming out. Appreciate you guys listening. Earful in the Emerald City, at Earful in E City on Twitter. Go check out Marcus. His trolling has reached epic proportions.
I started making our own personal posts.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a minor in trolling. That's what you're going
to. I'm trying to get certain people to block me.
He basically is. So. Yeah, check us out there.
It's like the opposite of how normal social media works. We're trying to get key blocks.
Hey, anonymity is great. You know, he doesn't have to do it as himself.
The POTUS blocks us, though. We better get a goddamn following on.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Trump just was like, all right, done.
That's something to strive for. That's definitely something
But he doesn't actually use that account, so. Yeah.
Thank you guys for joining us. Appreciate you guys listening to another episode here. We did it. Next week we'll come back for you. We're working on the guests. No promises yet, but we'll be here, guys. All right, we'll be banging them away. Thanks again, Todd, for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yep.
For Marcus Netters and myself, Slim, thank you guys for joining us, and we will chat with you motherfuckers next week.
Salute.